I'll remember that. And don't paint all the walls black, I'm assuming, as well. Julie Kendall, such a pleasure to talk to. She's an interior designer there. Lots of very sensible tips. Let's just put these tips now, please, to John Holmes, who's entered the studio. John,
yes.
Have you got a swimming pool in your house? Big mistake.
Absolutely not. And that was a mistake I simply haven't made. Although, you know from yesterday, I do have a shed now.
You do have a shed. Well, no. Let's clarify. You said yesterday you'd spent the weekend building a shed. I don't know if we ever established if it was still standing by the end of the day.
Well, it is standing. But it's not really my shed because, as I said, what it does is just contain my children's garden equipment, which ranges from a state-of-the-art plastic turtle to a sort of wheelbarrow, but you can sort of ride on it, and I don't really know what it is. And various inflatable, bouncing, jumpy space hopper things.
Can I say that what a very fickle world it is that we live in? Because if you're a dad and you build a shed for your kids' toys to be in, then you're a great dad. Build a shed for your kids to live in, bad dad. Go to prison. It's weird, isn't it? It's funny. It is odd.
Yes, and you can. There is a padlock on it, so I mean that does have its. I did when we walked around.
Call social services quickly.
Walked around the garden centre, and I did point at a rabbit cage and said if they weren't behaving, I would buy that to put them in.
I like your work. Can I ask you about what we've been talking about, which I'll show you the picture, the worst decade for decor, the shocking 1970s. Did you grow up with an avocado bathroom suite? I'm obsessed with this.
No, but my house now, when moved in, did have a sort of light pink bathroom suite.
Nice.
Yeah, which was sort of in a spare bathroom. Get me. I'm like David Cameron with all
that
my rooms.
That was in the West Wing.
That's right, in the West Wing of the house. And I just left it there because I thought it was funny.
I've got an ironic... I figure
it'll come round again.
Exactly. No, please use the guest ironic bathroom.
That's right.
What's coming up on your guest ironic show?
Well, you can win some meat again today. We have anyone
and eat it in your pink bathroom.
Is that a euphemism? Laurie, who is the... I don't know what his job is. Group Executive Director of Noise or something.
He claims to be senior and important.
But we had a meeting. He called a meeting because we were, quote, giving away too much meat, right?
You were over budget, or was he concerned about cholesterol levels?
I think we're over the budget with one penny, but I don't know. Either way, he called us into a meeting in a studio because it was the only meeting space. So what we did was recorded the whole meeting as our podcast intro. So if you want to hear the very dull meeting we had with Laurie while we have a big argument about meat, it is the introduction to
our
podcast.
And you're still working here tomorrow.
That's correct. I don't think he knows
hopeful.
We recorded it.
Okay.
So it's fine.
It was nice working with you for this brief period.
Download it on iTunes, can't you? Anyway, the game today, the meat giveaway game, is band or equine fatality in a horse race such as the Grand National. Basically, it's band or name of dead racehorse.
Okay, that works for me. I'm going to go back home and paint my bathroom sweet avocado. I'm done for another
day. That's another euphemism.
What is it? A euphemism? Oh, God, I want to talk. Oh, people are having their lunch, John.
People are now thinking of Julie Hartley with his avocado sweet.
Yes, moving quickly, swiftly on. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Stay tuned for John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Gary, Winston Wolf, Direct Line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with Direct Line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. Be the best.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop.
This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop, down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda, save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. One of the actual clock. I am John Holmes. Ahead of things, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Prince Harry attends the Tunisia terror memorial. A jealous husband's been found guilty of beheading his wife. And find out the most popular British musicians last year.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister and Prince Harry have attended a memorial service at Westminster Abbey to commemorate the British tourist killed in the Tunisia terror attacks.
We shall witness an act of solemn commemoration of the 31 people from all parts of this United Kingdom who died in terrorist attacks in Tunisia last year.
The Prince has laid a wreath on behalf of the Queen. The beach attacks in Sousse were the worst case of terrorism involving British people since the July 7 attacks in London in 2005. The state of the UK steel industry has been on the agenda during a visit by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge to India. William and Kate and the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are said to have discussed the pressures facing manufacturers during a lunch in Delhi. It comes as MPs are holding a three-hour emergency debate on the issue. A man who beheaded his wife is facing life in prison after being found guilty of murder. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibbs killed Judith Nibbs after she admitted having sex with other men. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
They'd been married 30 years, but in April 2014, everything fell apart. Dempsey Nibbs discovered videos and pictures on his wife's computer suggesting she was having affairs. He confronted her and she admitted it. A few days later, he attacked her at their home in Hoxton in East London. Police arrived while he was trying to kill himself. Nibbs, who showed no emotion when the verdict was delivered, will be sentenced at a later date.
A man's been arrested over the murder of an aspiring British cricketer who was shot dead during a robbery in Trinidad. Two men demanded Adrian St. John hand over his mobile phone and cash before reportedly firing a shot as he drove off. The 22-year-old was Ian Campbell's nephew. He says he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Adrian's been there many times, never had any issues. You know, we all love Trinidad, Tobago, but this time it just wasn't good.
Adam Johnson has begun an appeal against his conviction for grooming a teenage fan. The former England and Sunderland winger was jailed for 6 years last month for offences against a 15-year-old girl. Cosmetic surgeons who give away operations as prizes or in promotions could be struck off from June. The General Medical Council has also approved a cooling-off period before procedures go ahead. And British pop stars made up half of the 10 biggest-selling recording artists of last year. Altogether, Adele, Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, One Direction and Sam Smith sold almost 28 million albums in 2015.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather.
Occasional rain across southern Scotland, Northern Ireland, Northern England and North Wales. But Northern Scotland will remain bright and fine. Okay. Further south, warm sunny spells and scattered thundery showers. Highs of 16 degrees.
I think we should start making it slightly more specific as the afternoons wear on.
That was specific.
Yeah, but I'm thinking narrow it right down. Pick random towns, not just areas, Victoria. I think random towns. Because that way we can, you know, people sitting in Keswick might be thinking, oh, I don't know, what's it going to be? So, you know, so let's pick three. Keswick.
Nuneaton.
Good. And Plimpton in Devon.
Plimpton. Is that a real place?
Yes, just outside Plymouth.
Oh, okay.
So fine. Plimpton, Nuneaton, Keswick. That's next.
Okay, got it. We'll try and do that.
Talk Radio, the home of weather for Keswick, Nuneaton and Plimpton.
It's got a ring to it.
Thanks very much. There'll be stuff in a minute, but first, you know, sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United have been told to forget about signing Zlatan Ibrahimovic from PSG. The Swede will leave the French club in the summer and has been linked with a move to several Premier League clubs, including United.
Great.
Former PSG star David Ginlard told TalkSport earlier it wouldn't be a good move for the club.
No. He's reaching 35. He's at the end of his career. Playing in the Premier League, never played before. Especially at Man United, I don't think it's going to be an option for Louis van Gaal or whatever, whoever will be the next manager.
Ibrahimovic will be in the PSG side tonight that faces Man City for a place in the last four of the Champions League. The quarter-final is level at two apiece ahead of tonight's game in Manchester. City boss Manuel Pellegrini says it will be tight.
I don't think that one of the team can be favored. If we think that we need to try to draw 0-0, I think that we are going to lose the game. So it's not in the way we normally play. So you will see the same thing that you have seen the last two and a half seasons.
And Middlesbrough will try to make the most of their game in hand and go top of the Championship tonight. Should they win at home to Reading, they'd replace Burnley as leaders. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Great.
Talk Radio.
Coming up on Sky.
Flight CDT 718, what's your position? Come in, 718. Is anyone there?
The plane was a job. Now we have the freedom to do this.
The Tunnel is back. Two detectives reunite to tackle an international conspiracy. Starring Stephen Delane and Clemence Poesy. The Tunnel, Sabotage.
It's bigger than us.
Starts tonight at 9, only on Sky Atlantic.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. So where do you work? It's Talk Radio. Turns out it's not the only one.
Is that the one that starred in the film?
Sensitive. You're very against water. You can react.
Fabulous is a word I've read a lot today.
Ew! No!
So you're an ecologist.
I love it.
All over the country.
Hiya, how you guys doing?
I've come through again.
We do want to hear about your monster.
As if it's racist.
It's a Talk Radio station, what do you expect? People are now spotting monsters in water.
Is that the one that starred in the film?
Literally not interesting at all.
Godforsaken features.
Good afternoon.
Watching Zoella on the YouTube.
You know, water is what it does.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Rapping at my chamber door. Where is my mind?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
go! So welcome then, good afternoon, it is the big show everyone! It's the
Factoids.
Big show everybody, I am John Holmes then, whether you like it or not. And this is your brand new choice of listening for the afternoons on the radio. It's Tuesday the 12th of April, and of course it was on this day in 1807 that Alexander Silisantis, the senior officer of the Imperial Russian Cavalry during the Napoleonic Wars, coordinated the beginning of the Greek War of Independence against the Ottoman Empire. I know, it's all we've been talking about it all day in the office. Here, Con, got you this. Happy anniversary of when Alexander Silisantis, the senior officer of the Imperial Russian Cavalry during the Napoleonic Wars, coordinated the beginning of the Greek War of Independence against the Ottoman Empire Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you. Got your card there. If you look at it,
open it there.
That's on the front there.
Yeah, like there's the picture.
Yeah, it's a picture of civil unrest. And a burning Ottoman fleet. It's also, of course, 12th of April 1999, the anniversary of when U.S. President Bill Clinton was incited for contempt of court for giving intentionally false statements during the Monica Lewinsky sexual harassment lawsuit. So, hey, Dave.
Hello.
Happy anniversary of when US President Bill Clinton was incited for contempt of court for giving intentionally false statements during the Monica Lewinsky sexual harassment lawsuit day.
And happy US birthday day to you too.
I got you a dress with something on it. I'm not sure what it is.
I'll wash that.
Looks like liquid soap. Anyway, happy both those days, everyone. And you,
happy
Victoria.
Happy day.
Thanks.
Yes, it's it's Talk Radio Afternoons, I'm John Holmes, and I did not have sexual relations with the senior officer of the Imperial Russian Cavalry, Alexander Silisantis. But I expect that doesn't stop you a-wondering what's coming up on today's radio equivalent of MP Dennis Skinner being ejected from the House. Dear it. And Dennis has been ejected from the House for calling I can't do that.
No.
For calling...
Dear it. Dennis Skinner, MP, has been ejected by the House by the Speaker, Burkle.
You can't really do it either. right, let's have a see of what's coming up. Lonely Lunch Club on the way this afternoon in around half an hour. Join us, do, if you're lunching alone. Allow us to become your virtual colleague or friend, and we will chat on the phone about whatever you like. We offer both chit, that's chit, and also chat about anything you want to. And get in touch with us, 0844 499 1000, apparently, just learned that, or 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll simply call you back. Headline hijack, also in this hour with your made-up news stories. Your made-up news story lie in the 2pm bulletin. Speak as real from out of Victoria's news hole.
Hi.
Hi. there's work experience punditry, music today with Aiden. There's a diversity paper review. Today's diversity is Johnny the Jew. A roundup of a week's worth of lazy PR. We discover new music in 20 Second Showcase. If you're in a band, this is your chance to get national radio airplay for the first time. We get a track we've been sent by you and play the first 20 seconds of it on the radio without listening to it first. And sticking with a musical bent, we're giving away some meat this afternoon as well. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. To do it, you'll be playing a game. You are cordially invited to play a game of band or equine fatality in a horse race such as the Grand National. It's band or dead racehorse. Ginger Dave is producing.
Hola.
Asprod Cass is assistant producing.
Hello.
Marta is pressing things.
Hello.
Victoria is so news, she doesn't even know it.
I don't know it.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is reading Bill Clinton's lying denial of the Monica Lewinsky allegations 17 years ago today while standing on his swivel chair being spun round by Victoria.
Oh, God.
Right, be careful. She leapt up then.
Be careful. What? No, that's too fast.
Probably slower. Just slowly. He's got to be able to read.
Now I have to go back to work. Now slide it down. Now I have to go back to work on my State of the Union speech. Oh, no, I'm just eaten. and I worked out until pretty late last night. But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. And I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anyone. I really feel sick. I never told
that's what,
anybody.
That's what she said.
I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never. These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
That's actually not bad at all. Happy anniversary of when Bill Clinton was incited for contempt of court for giving intentional false statements during the Monica Lewinsky sexual harassment lawsuit day, everybody! I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio.
Just before we do the show properly, I've got a clarification to make.
Okay, fine.
I think there's a slightly awkward atmosphere in the studio.
Producer Dave.
And I'd just like to clear it up.
Okay.
So, so as a producer, I quite often have to look for things like sound effects. Yeah?
Yes.
And one of the websites I use is a website called freesfx.co.uk.
Yes.
And it's got a sort of what appears to be a slightly confusing logo. Victoria.
I can see what's happening.
Just walked into the studio.
Yes.
She looked horrified.
Yes.
I'm just going to show you the logo because she just glanced at it.
Yes.
It says free SFX.
But the F could at first glance.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is very useful because part of the terms and conditions of free SFX is that you say their name a couple of times on the radio, which we've never done before. So this is sort of ticking two boxes.
Right.
But really, I just wanted to clear it up so it didn't get weird in the studio.
Yeah.
Well,
because you thought Dave was just looking at free.
Yes, with an E instead of an F.
Yes.
And then it was the look on his face, and you just happened to make a comment on air which suggested that might be what he's doing as well. So I was like, that's definitely what's happening.
Mean, to be fair, in the office, he does look at that.
Mm. But not in the studio.
In the studio.
I'm a professional.
SFX, obviously. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we've got that sorted.
It's 1:13, it's Talk Radio. Let's music.
Night falls and towns become circuit boards. We can beat the sun as long as we keep moving. From the air, stadium lights stand out like flares, and all I know is that you're sat here right next to me. We rarely see warning signs in the air we breathe. Right now I feel each and every fragment. Paper trail leads right back to you. You say you step outside. You spend the evening unpacking books and boxes. You pass me up so as not to break a promise. Scattered Polaroids and sprinkled words around your collar in the long run. You said you knew that this would happen. Well, this is something new, but it turns out it was borrowed too. Why does every letdown have to be something? Rain explodes at the moment that the cab door closed. I feel the weight upon your kiss ambiguous. You have to leave, I appreciate that. But I hate when conversation slips out of our grasp. Spend the evening unpacking books from boxes. You pass me up so as not to break a promise.
Okay, 1:15, that is Maximo Park. It is called Books from Boxes. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Good afternoon and hello. And as Talk Radio's head of music, well, there's a reason I'll be playing that. Who wants to ask me the reason I'm playing Maximo Park?
Maybe the narrator
books from Books
from
Boxes.
Big Brother, Marcus Bentley, can have another go.
No.
No?
Go on.
What day are we on?
12th of April.
12:34. The time is 1:15. Marcus Bentley's asking John why he's playing Maximo Park.
That wasn't as bad that time. That was a little bit better, if I'm really honest. Well, Marcus Bentley, the narrator from Big Brother, I will tell you. It's because it's got the word books in it.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Right, and the reason is because of... Because it's health and safety gone mad, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this headline. It's the big story.
Furious.
It's the big story of the day. It's what everyone's talking about. Yeah. Fury.
Fury.
Over Yorkshire water safety signs that spoil location of Emily Bronte's masterpiece, Wuthering Heights. Now, I could have played Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights. Too obvious.
Yeah, too obvious.
I've gone books from boxes. So there's new signs on an iconic part of Bronte country in West Yorkshire. Have you ever been there?
West Yorkshire, yes.
Bronte country, specifically.
Don't think so,
it's
no.
Very beautiful, you should.
Is it?
Anyway, they've spoilt the beautiful scenery because they put up three brightly coloured signs at the top of the ruins of the original Wuthering Heights. Because they're blue signs, they've got the Yorkshire Water logo, and they've been placed around the ruins of the farmhouse. And they're telling people not to climb on the ruins.
Oh.
It's health and safety literature gone mad, isn't it?
Literally.
It's what people are complaining about. Mm. And of course, this is the latest, really, because, I mean, this is the problem with health and safety. And I know, it's Talk Radio. It's obvious to go on about health and safety, isn't it? And
yeah.
What people do. But, you know, you've got to ask yourself, because this is, it's happened before. You know when they closed down, they've closed down books before. The Little Match Girl by Hans Christian Andersen, the short story, obviously very sad, anyway.
Yeah.
But obviously, that is a little girl playing with matches, isn't it? So...
Yeah.
Health and safety came along. What did they do?
Closed it, mate.
Closed down the story. Water Babies, Charles Kingsley. What did they do?
Ugh.
Fenced the book off.
Yeah.
In case a child...
Baby
went near the book.
Yeah. They want that. That's dangerous.
No. And Wuthering Heights, Wuthering Heights, the name Wuthering Heights suggests a height. But now that health and safety executive got involved and they've closed the book off.
And put a sign up.
Catcher in the Rye. Do you remember when that was stopped? Why was that stopped? Because the catcher, you remember this?
Yeah.
The catcher could have hay fever and get it from the rye. And so what did they do?
Closed
the book.
Yeah.
You know, and it's ridiculous.
And all the kids had to do that hay fever rye thing, didn't they? That course.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And if you want to read that book now, what do they give you in schools? A little antihistamine tablet. Yeah. It's political health and safety-ness gone mad. Mm. And we need to get to the bottom of the big story, of course.
Always.
Here we go. Through the glass, assistant producer Cass.
Cass Prod.
He's waiting. Asprod Cass.
Cass Prod.
Hi, Cass. Hi.
Hi.
Quite quiet.
Hi.
Oh, too much.
Too loud.
Too much. So, it's your job to book the guests, as you know.
Who would you like me to book?
I could see you weren't even listening then because you were just on your phone.
I was checking my email.
Right. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I need you to get me someone.
Emily Bronte?
No, she's dead. Someone from the Health and Safety Executive to will it to talk about health and safety in literature.
What?
Yes. And you've got...
Is this like rubbish in literature again?
No, no, this is health and safety in literature. It's a very... It's, look, if you were listening, you'd have noticed it's a very important story. So health and safety...
Yeah. But it's a good point. Don't... When you got the litter story and you got someone literary, yeah. Don't do it the other way around.
Yeah,
time.
Don't get someone...
Literary, from litter. But rubbish.
Yeah. Health and safety executive willing to discuss the problem of health and safety in novels.
Right, okay.
At 20 past one, we'll talk to whoever Cass the hell gets next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Landlords, you can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £120. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers pay this or less June to December 2015. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis. Stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade up.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Things looking clearer now through Manyot in Cornwall after early problems on the eastbound A38. But traffic in St Austell's very busy because of works on Homebush Road near its junction with the Mount Charles roundabout. Hampshire southbound A3 through Longmoor is queuing. Vehicles overturn near the Hambarn roundabout is down to one lane. No change for Cambridge's A1 Great North Road near Wittering. It's closed northbound near the Wittering turn because of an accident. Air ambulance there. And Runcorn's Western Point Expressway busy again today because of roadworks on Gerena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different.
Now I'm with you from 6 in the morning till 10, 5 days a week, 20 hours, and I'd love the pleasure of your company, but I'm a realist. Although it's disappointing, maybe you can't catch me for 20 hours a week, but you can pick up my best bits via our podcast. Just go to talkradio.co.uk and download the best of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Glory be to Pod.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him, it's 1:23. Then, if you were listening just a moment ago, you'll have heard Asprod Cass, who was tasked with finding us somebody from health and safety to talk about health and safety in literature, which is the big story that everybody is talking about today. Let's find out if she's been successful. Cass, have you been successful?
I have.
Okay, who have you got?
Jim.
Great.
Hi, Jim. Health and safety.
From health and safety. Right. Hi, Jim.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
Very well.
Good. And what do you...
I'm thinking to myself, literature. Yeah. Oh, I don't read if I can avoid it, but go on.
Okay,
go on.
Well, of course not. You're too busy banning things, Jim.
Oh, absolutely. I'm putting people down, and my favourite word is no.
Good. How long have you worked for the Health and Safety Executive, Jim?
Well, I'm no longer in the Health and Safety Executive. I jumped ship from them after 15 years.
Well, so that's dangerous for a start, isn't it? Then. I hope you're wearing a life jacket.
I'm living two floors up. I think I'm all right.
Okay, fine.
I worry more about leaping out the window sometimes.
All right, good. So, look, you jumped ship. That means you know about water. Have you heard of this story of Yorkshire Water? Put up some safety signs that I'm quoting here. Spoil the location of Emily Bronte's masterpiece, Wuthering Heights. They've ruined the ruins, Jim.
I know, it's appalling, isn't it?
Yes.
You give a man an instruction to go and put up some signs, and he puts the wrong signs in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Then you blame health and safety for it.
I see.
Are you story of my life.
You should. So what we're saying is you shouldn't be blamed for any of this. I mean, this isn't your fault. My question is, are we damaging literature with health and safety being overzealous?
Are we being overzealous? We can damage literature, yes. Would you accept the Bond films if you were really wearing a health and safety hat?
Mm.
You know, all the stunt. I know how they do them, but
I want to go back further. Portrayed. Though,
whoa!
I'm going to take you back a little bit further because, like, you know, for instance, right? I mean, let's stick with Wuthering Heights for a moment, okay? Now, famously, Lockwood in Wuthering Heights. Now he is confronted by the ghost of Catherine outside the window. Hence that line from the song: "Let me in at your window." That one, it's me, it's Kathy. I've come home. Right now, he pulls her ghost arm across a broken window pane.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
In the novel. Now, if health and safety went through that book, that is a scene you would remove, isn't it?
Oh, can't possibly do that.
Yes, exactly.
Well, quite.
I know. So talk us through the danger of windows.
Hit the artery. Yeah, blood all over the place.
Quite.
Oh, great.
I know.
And
this is the tip of the iceberg,
you
Jim.
The blood goes everywhere.
Mm.
We're going to risk putting people off their lunch, but never mind, let's carry on.
Yes, please.
Blood goes everywhere, you lose the grip, then she falls out the window.
Yeah, well, she's...
Crash.
Crash. You know, now, in your professional opinion, are windows more dangerous if ghosts are on the other side of them?
Never had to face one personally, thankfully. But
if you were confronted with...
on the wrong side,
yes.
I'd rather have a ghost in the... Yeah, there's no phrase goes through my mind, but I'd rather have a ghost in the room with me than outside, I think.
And that's safer, is it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I can relate to it.
Let me take you to another...
There's an old phrase about being in a tent, but we probably won't go there.
Okay, don't know what you're saying. But anyway, look, why don't we take you to... I want to take you to another novel. It's another Bronte novel, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. Now, this, of course, is by Anne Bronte. Now,
mm-hmm.
I've read that book.
And but you'll have to keep me going.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, right? The Tenants of Wildfell Hall, there is very little about carbon monoxide detectors in that book, right? And if you're a landlord, you are legally obliged, am I right, to provide a carbon monoxide detector. You have to get the appliances tested. You have to have a safety certificate. The Tenant of Wildfell Hall is essentially open to all sorts of mistreatment by the landlord.
Yes. Yes. But remember, in those days, the door didn't fit properly, and they all had to huddle around the fire anyway to get any heat at all, because the place was like a wind tunnel.
Ah, so what you're saying is if you leave adequate ventilation...
Adequate ventilation.
I see, yes.
Yeah, catch them one way.
Let me take you to Three Men in a Boat, Jerome K. Jerome. Now, is three a safe number for a boat?
Oh, my worry is not how many in the boat, it's what they're doing in it when they're jumping up and down and... thrashing around in it.
There's no mention of life vests in that.
No mention of life vests.
Should we close that novel?
Right,
should
isn't.
We close the novel?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Women in Love, D.H. Lawrence. Two men wrestling nude in front of a fire. Safety that scenario for me.
Ooh, well, let's imagine coal fire and then something... There's a spit of some sort of hot coal comes out.
Yep. And that could... That could easily land on a todger.
Well, where does it land? Absolutely.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what you're saying, they should have had some kind of fire guard?
Fire guard, something for the... Yeah, I was going to say that book's definitely for the chop, isn't it? But probably the wrong phrase.
Probably the wrong phrase. Is it... the final question, really, because we bring it back to Wuthering Heights, which is the point. Now, this is, you know, as we've talked about the dangers of the broken glass with Catherine's arm. What height is too high to wuther from? Would you say?
We've no Wuthering at Heights regulations.
Right.
Such. But I think, I would say that it's probably 1.5 times the height of the ghost.
Right, okay, no, that's good. I mean, at least that gives us a sort of standard, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You've got to have yardsticks.
So you could basically, you could wuther from 5 foot. You could wither from 10 foot.
Oh, I'd wither from 5 foot. I think I would be withered at 10.
Okay, but anything beyond that, you wouldn't wither?
Not at all.
No, right. So 25 foot is just completely off the wither?
Totally off limits.
Right, okay. This is good advice, of course. That's Jim. He's formerly of the National the Health and Safety Executive, jumped ship with the appropriate equipment. Thank you for talking to us, Jim. That's clarified all of that this afternoon. So there are books that are dangerous. There's literature that is dangerous. So if you have come across anything dangerous in literature of any kind, then we do want to know about it this afternoon as you react to that story. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use talk radio on the Twitter.
Message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio. Headline Hijack on the way, as well as Lonely Lunch Club. If you are having lunch lonelily, then do get in touch, because we'll be your virtual colleague and friend. We'll do it in the next half an hour. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has joined the loved ones of British people killed in last year's Tunisian terror attacks at a special memorial service. Both the Prince and Prime Minister read Bible passages in front of the 900-strong congregation at Westminster Abbey. 31 people from the UK died at the Bardo Museum and in the resort of Sousse. An emergency debate on the UK's steel crisis is underway in the House of Commons after Labour warned the industry's future is hanging by a thread. It's on the same day the Duke of Cambridge has discussed the issue with the Indian Prime Minister during a lunch in Delhi. Sky's royal correspondent Rhiannon Mills is in the Indian capital.
It would have been unusual if he hadn't raised this issue during this tour. We've been told right from the beginning that the whole trip is all about promoting ties between the UK and India, and of course over the last couple of weeks the main link, the fact that India has been so heavily involved in the UK steel industry.
A crane driver who beheaded his wife after she cheated on him has been found guilty of murder. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibbs attacked Judith at their home in East London in 2014. England and Nottinghamshire cricketer James Taylor has been forced to retire at the age of 26. Doctors have discovered a serious heart problem. And Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page and Robert Plant have been summoned to appear in a Los Angeles court next month. They're accused of stealing the opening chords of their most famous song, Stairway to Heaven. The weather, a cloudy day for Keswick with some outbreaks of rain, feeling cooler than yesterday with highs of 12 degrees. In Nuneaton, there's a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Warmer than Keswick, though, with highs of 15. Mostly sunny in Plimpton with the odd shower, a maximum temperature of 16 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much. Next weather, let's go for Leamington Spa.
I like Leamington Spa.
Kettering.
Okay.
Both quite Midlands, though. So now let's go to
Aberdeen,
yes.
Kettering and Leamington Spa.
There. And by the end of the day, we'll have covered, you know, we'll have covered off various sections of the country. And I think it's important to be specific, because otherwise it's just too broad.
Okay.
Okay, thanks very much. That's Victoria with the weather.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:33. Martin Roberts, as mentioned there, him off Holmes Under the Hammer, of course, played Paul Rossmaster last week. And if you missed it, it's available on our podcast, of course. It's where various personalities, and I use that term very, very widely, are quizzed as to their knowledge of Paul Ross in a game of Paul Rossmaster. It's radio's least favourite quiz. If you'd like to hear Martin Roberts' attempt to get to the top of the leaderboard with some points. Then the podcast is available on the iTunes.
iTunes and the Talk Radio website.
Don't worry about that. Just go to iTunes. It's the obvious place, isn't it?
Well, some people don't like Apple.
Okay, then
I've had that message.
Then get that it's on the Talk Radio website as well, and that's fine for the people that don't like Apple.
Is there an RSS feed?
I'm working on it.
Do you even know what that means?
I don't know what it means, but I've emailed someone, and he spoke to me about it this morning.
What did he say?
He didn't really know what it meant, Ian.
Ian from
online. From the internet.
And he didn't know what it meant either.
The internet.
He did know it. He was.
But you didn't understand what
he was going to ask someone else.
That's fine. Reactions then. Your reactions are coming in. What reactions have we got? It's Talk Radio where you can react, of course, and have an opinion. What are they?
We've had woo come in from a teenage girl. And these politicians will never give a straight answer. All the public needs to know is how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? And that's from Exasperated in Epsom.
Okay, if you've got an answer for Exasperated in Epsom, of course, we will take your answers to how much wood a woodchuck could chuck.
Give us a straight answer, John.
It's a question that keeps cropping up and cropping up. And at the moment, we're taking answers, but no one's got a definitive, right? We need someone who owns a woodchuck. Right, and someone who owns some wood, and someone they need to get together and put the wood in the claws. Do they have claws? Of a woodchuck, and see how much wood the woodchuck can chuck. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like, but that's on Twitter. You keep not saying on Twitter and say at Talk Radio.
Well, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Is it?
Get with the times, Dave.
It's obvious, isn't it?
No, I think you know.
All right, on Twitter, use at Talk Radio.
Start your message any word you like. It's fine.
.36 then, and that brings us to today's headline hijack. Now, if you've got a burning desire to not only listen to the news at 2 o'clock, but also make the news at 2 o'clock, then this is your chance. If you've ever fancied yourself as a journalist, why not just now take the opportunity to make up the news? And that way, you basically are a tabloid journalist. Just make something up out of your own head, and then commit it to print, and thus, you are a journalist. Well done. Congratulations. Here's a certificate. All you need to do then is get the printed news story that is a lie to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And your made-up news story could well be coming out of the mouth of Victoria at 2 o'clock. The reason? It's because we like to confuse those who don't hear this bit of the programme. Those who have perhaps popped out for lunch and aren't listening. They don't know we do this bit. They get back into the office at 2, sit down at their desk, they hear the news, and they believe it's real, but inside it will be an absolute made-up lie. There. Right, what's coming in? Let's have a look, see at this. Cornelius, what have you got?
Donny has said that apparently a primary school in Hull has had to ban Alco Pops from pat lunches.
Advertising standards have said that Special K, you know Special K?
Yes.
Yeah? What does the K stand for?
I don't know.
Corn?
Cornelius.
The band?
No. Advertising standards said that Special K have had to drop the word special from the front of their boxes because apparently scientists have said there isn't anything special about weird tasting cornflakes. So they've just dropped that. That not to be confused with Special KKK, by the way. Which are cereals.
Oh, God.
Never mind. Anyway, carry on.
I could see you working your way through it.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Well,
you have to put them in the shape of a cross and set fire to them in your garden. There. I went there. What have you got there? Producer Dave. Headline hijacks.
That's interesting news here, actually.
Interesting news breaking.
That Thomas has sent in. Boeing has today, John, unveiled a new model of Airbus.
Yeah.
That has a flexible middle section. Similar to the bendy buses that they used to have in London. Do you remember those?
Yes, I do.
The flexi planes are expected to be used in commercial flights within 5 years, and the flexibility will, of course, allow planes to negotiate difficult corners and clouds.
Dennis Skinner is to face a 3-match ban from Parliament after his outburst yesterday. You've probably seen that Dennis Skinner got thrown out of the House for saying, calling David Cameron dodgy. In the post-debate press conference, Jeremy Corbyn said he was upset with the decision of the ref, but hoped that Skinner can use the time off to work on his fitness and come back all guns blazing in the next fixture against the Tories. If you've got a headline hijack, then do feed it in this direction. One of them has to be in the news at 2, and I'd very much like it to be yours. However, if you're lonely this lunchtime...
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
then this is your moment. This is where we help you out if you are having a lonely lunch. Are you lunching on your own? That is what Lonely Lunch is. That is what it does. We play your virtual friend if you're at home, or your colleague if you're at work. And as you'd expect, maybe at a lunchtime you'd venture into your kitchen, the work kitchen even, have a chat with someone if they were there, but they're not. Maybe you'd just have that standard sort of nodding terms, idle conversation about anything you like just to pass the time. Weather, last night's TV, problems with your children or spouse. Whatever you want to chat about, we are here to both chit, and I'm going to stick my neck out and say chat about it. There is a Lonely Luncher, the latest member of the Lonely Lunch Club, on the telephone now. Hello, who's that on the telephone now?
Hello, mate, it's Dickie.
Dickie, hello, Dickie, how are you?
I'm all right, sir, how are you today?
Yeah, very well, thanks. What are you, you at work, Dickie?
I'm at work, yeah, I'm sitting in the big boss's office.
Oh, that's cool. Excellent news. All right, then, so what do you do, Dickie, where do you work?
I sell dreams, mate.
Sell dreams. What sort of dream?
As long as you dream of photocopiers, then I have a plan.
There are many dreams I've had about photocopiers.
Well, keep it to yourself, mate. It's a family show.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, Dickie, how long have you been involved in the world of photocopying?
Man and boy. Grew up in print. It's been a lifelong dream to sell photocopies, so I'm actually living the dream. About 10 years on and off.
10 years. So there's nothing you don't know about photocopies, Dickie, right?
Yeah, I do get out as well, though, mate. I'm not completely sad, you know what I mean? I do have a life other than photocopies. It is just a job. No, I love them, to be fair. A lot of people look at them and they just sit in the corner. I just look at them and just, you know, it's just it's a love thing.
Yeah. What do you make of the ones that can staple the pages?
I don't like them. Trust them. They damage photocopies because people don't take the staples out.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is just part of my industry, mate. It's very boring, though, isn't it, really, to be honest?
Well, you know, it affects all of our lives. If anyone's ever worked in an office, you know, then a photocopy touches you, doesn't it? I mean, not in the same way, you know, as DJs in the 1970s at the BBC, but, no. I mean, they, you know, everyone has stood around going, where's the toner at some point?
Yeah, I get phone calls like that every day. I wish other people would phone and ask me more interesting questions, but it is the life I live.
Is it the reason that you're lunching alone is because you work in the photocopying industry?
No, I just don't particularly like all the colleagues I work with.
Right, good,
I'm
fine.
I'm joking, they're all lovely. They're all lovely people. No, it's just because we're always in and out of meetings and they're going, so we're just never in the same office at the same time.
All right.
Kind of nice.
Well, you know how Lonely Lunch Club works. Obviously, we now play virtual friend and colleague, so we can chit and chat about anything you like. So we'll begin the role-playing. You know, we've got a background. Oh, what are you going to have for lunch, by the way? That's the first question. What are you having for lunch?
I had sushi.
Sushi.
Very nice.
That's good, isn't it? That's exotic.
And cake. Yeah, it sounds like
well,
a sushi.
Well, obviously. You know, you've got to have yin and yang. You can't just eat healthy. You've got to have something that you like as well. So sushi and cake.
Sushi and cake is an excellent mix.
Not at the same time, obviously. One after the other.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a monster, are you?
No, well, some would say I am. Yeah. You know, being 6'5" and, you know, 12 and a half stone.
Yeah.
In each leg. So, yeah, quite a big fella, to be honest. That's why I eat sushi, in order not to be quite as big as I actually am.
Okay.
But it fails miserably.
Well, why don't we role play, virtual colleagues. So I've just come in and I've gone, here we go. All right, Dickie.
All right, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. I haven't seen you for a while. Have you been in and out of the office, selling the old, doing your photocopiers, haven't you? In and out. I haven't seen you for a bit. Is that sushi?
So it is sushi.
Wow.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
I won't name the high street shop that I bought it from, unless they're going to pay me some money, but it was lovely.
Well, that won't happen.
Nice lunch.
Yeah, good. Well, it's nice to see you. I mean, is there anything on your mind? You know, how's it all going?
Well, it's going very well, although I find myself heading into my midlife crisis, you know, fully enabled to have that midlife crisis. And I've sort of asking myself the question, at what age are you too old to go out clubbing? Because I'm in the early 40s, let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
But I go clubbing quite a lot, just to shout out to the people listening, all the clubbers out there, the floaty boaters, they all know who they are.
Woo!
But we all go clubbing quite a lot, but I've realised that I'm possibly getting on a bit now.
Yeah.
And what age is it acceptable?
Well, it's a good question. It's a good question, Dickie, actually. And I'm glad we can have a chat about that conversation. I think that what's happened now is that you go clubbing, then you do look like someone's dad who's come to pick him up at the end.
Yes.
don't you?
Yeah, that is the problem. But I think I'm quite, you know, quite cool, quite with it.
Yeah.
Love house music, that football. Love the West Ham, obviously. We all like West Ham.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Me, I don't.
My kids now look at me as if I'm a bit of a loser because they're teenagers and they've got to the point where I'm no longer cool. They don't actually, you know, they don't think I'm cool. I think I'm quite cool, but they just look at me just, they have that look.
Have you had that embarrassing thing where you've been out clubbing, right? And your teenagers are in there as well?
No, they're a little bit too young. If they are, the one's only 13. Do you know what I mean? I'll be very, very concerned if she's out clubbing with me. But I have had the situation where neighbours' kids, you're in a nightclub,
yeah,
and kids you've grown up with on the street, their kids are now getting to an age where you're buying your friends children's drinks. That's not right.
Yeah,
is it?
It's I'll tell you what that is. There's one word for that, and it's sinister, right? And you should.
I wouldn't go as far as that, mate. I'm not a Tory MP.
You've got other MPs are available. You've got to stop going to the nightclubs. I think it's time to move on. You've got to accept that nightclubs aren't for you anymore. You know,
I've got to go down the pipe and slippers route at 42.
Is that a pub? not a pub. You haven't got to go pipe and slippers, but I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure the clubbing is the way to go. I think you're just. What's the cutoff for clubbing? Let's take a little random survey. What's the cutoff age?
I'd say 30.
30. Right. 30. Producer Dave, cutoff age for clubbing?
40.
40, right.
40's fine.
40's all right, is it?
Yeah.
Is that a 39-year-old in a nightclub? And
I was with
fine.
A 39-year-old in a nightclub literally last week.
It wasn't.
I'm not talking about your high street Ritz's nightclubs. You come out of those places when you're sort of 25 and you discover, you know, look, you're more your underground, your proper, you know, your proper parties.
So
25 years ago, you know, when we were all teens. I mean, that's the trouble with the youth of today, changing the subject. We've got no rebellion in our youth. The most rebellious thing they do is download a track off iTunes illegally.
Right, we've moved. Hang on, conversation's moved. We're now moving on from club chit chat to today's youth. Now, what's happened there is, Dickie, you're hoist by your own petard because you've sort of going, oh, I'm hanging out down with the kids, and then you've gone, kids of today. Like that.
But I'm bringing the rebellion to them. I'm instructing them how to rebel against society, which all teenagers, it's a rite of passage, isn't it? We all did it. But today's kids, they don't want to rebel anymore. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to encourage youthful rebellion.
Dickie, you've got to accept. Listen, I'd hate to break it to you, but I'm only breaking to you this to you as a friend and a colleague, right? But what you are in those clubs now, to those kids, you're the weird photocopier bloke in the corner. Right,
yeah.
They're going, look at that bloke. Who's that bloke in the corner, all smeared with toner? And they're going, oh, that's Dickie. He's got toner on his face. What's he think? He's got all sushi down him and cake on his arm. And he's got all...
You just described my perfect Friday night.
Staples in his hair. He's just a mess. Look at him. I'm just saying, as a friend and colleague, Dickie, it's time to give it up, mate.
Well, thanks very much for that advice. You sort of ruined my day a little bit, but I know where you're coming from now.
I'm only saying it because I care.
It's completely different. Well, thank you very much, and the advice is very much appreciated.
You're no problem at all. That's good sort of you. That's Dickie today. He's joined the Lonely Lunch Club, and I think he's happy with that advice. If you'd like to be a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, talk about whatever you like. Chit about this, chat about that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with that.
We'll do some headline hijacks next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at eReceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains, with diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, la, la,
da, with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Things looking clearer now through Manyott in Cornwall after early problems on the eastbound A38. But traffic in St Austell's very busy because of works on Homebush Road near its junction with the Mount Charles roundabout. Hampshire southbound A3 through Longmoor is queuing. Vehicles overturn near the Hambarn roundabout is down to one lane. No change for Cambridge's A1 Great North Road near Wittering. It's closed northbound near the Wittering turn because of an accident. Air ambulance there. And Runcorn's Western Point Expressway busy again today because of roadworks. I'm Gerina Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash, the other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. 7 minutes to 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, there will be the news. It will have a headline hijacking into a made-up news story. We'd like you to make the news story up. Please send it to us, 87222. Just ahead of picking a winner for Headline Hijack, by the way, your reactions are coming in, and your opinions and reactions. What have you got, Cornelius?
Yes, we've had this come in from Ben. It says, vote in. Someone else has said, vote out. And then someone else has said, vote, shake it all about.
All right, good. So keep those coming in, obviously. Also, there's the small matter, by the way, of this afternoon's text thing. This is, of course, the story that Yorkshire Water have put up some health and safety signs that have spoilt the location of Emily Bronte's masterpiece, Wuthering Heights. We had a health and safety executive man on earlier who was telling us of the dangers of health and safety in literature. So this afternoon, just to point this out, really, because it's a big subject, and books and literature can be dangerous if handled incorrectly, as Jim from the Health and Safety Executive pointed out. So, your examples, please, of danger in literature that the Health and Safety... We could pass on, then, to Health and Safety. I mean, we mentioned Catcher in the Rye, of course, which could be a hay fever danger, because the catcher might have hay fever, and if he's in the rye is well-known hay fever. Wuthering Heights, we know about. He told us the best height to wuther from was probably the highest safety height of Wuthering, 10 foot.
Yeah.
If you went over that 15, 25, etc.
Idiot to then, wuther above that height.
Well, you need specialist equipment to wuther anything above. And that has to be double the height of a ghost, and it's no higher than that. And that's the official advice this afternoon. They've closed The Little Match Girl, the story by Hans Christian Andersen, because obviously the dangers of children in matches, that one is obvious. And I know we've got a lot coming in. Dave, what have you got? What's coming in?
This one was from Sarah, who points out that in the Jonathan Swift book, Gulliver's Travels, at no point did Gulliver take out any travel insurance at all.
Absolutely right. And the advice, of course, is to absolutely take out adequate travel insurance.
You must.
I mean,
you'd be a fool.
I mean, why would you travel without... Especially, I mean, think about that. You know, he got pegged down.
By the Lilliputians.
Yes. And if he wanted to claim against that, he'd have no redress.
He's probably got, like, marks on his arms and legs and, you know.
Well, be honest, it'd spoil anyone's holiday, wouldn't it? If you went, you know, in good faith on holiday, and then you got off the ship and you got as far as the beach, but were then pegged out. and so you couldn't move,
yeah,
by Lilliputians, then you're going to want some kind of redress, aren't you? You're going
to
want
to... Well, because, I mean, I imagine he'll want it to be treated for, you know, let's get them dressed up in the hospital. And
well, they were tight. The
that's what I mean. So he'll have gone to the hospital afterwards, and then he'll have been able to slap with a massive medical bill.
Yes.
Lilliputs, they don't have free healthcare.
No, they're only private, absolutely. Yeah, it's all private. They've got medical insurance.
It's very expensive.
They'll still
as well.
Treat you in Lilliput, but they'll you're absolutely...
Yeah, they'll always treat you, but oof, there's thousands of Lilliputian
coin. So no, that's a good example, actually. So, Gulliver, no health insurance or travel insurance. I mean, what an idiot. Three men in a boat, we've mentioned. No mention of life jackets. I mean, that is rule one if you are going to get in a boat. Life jackets, of course. And there are three men in that boat, which could be dangerously overcrowded. You know, that could be a problem. You know, especially if they're travelling, you know, in the Med. So that needs addressing. And also, we don't know the size of that boat. So, you know, these are all important things that need to be sorted out before the journeys begin, is what we say. Cornelius, what have you got there?
Yeah, Thomas has texted in saying, On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Kerouac.
Well, yeah. No mention of the Green Cross code at all.
Why can't you speak?
I don't know.
You never can.
I sometimes can.
I actually got a text from a friend last night. I'm going to read you.
Okay, this is the bit of the show where John does this every day. Just read the text he got yesterday.
No. This is
one of my favourite bits.
You'll like this. It's from Matt Dyson.
Oh yeah.
Ah,
Matt Dyson, who is used to work with XFM.
Yeah, I know Matt.
And now he reads the news on Absolute Radio. Yeah. And he sent me a text saying, "Oh, great job. How's the new show going? Heard a couple. Sounds great. Sounds like you're you know, it's going well, etc. Has Cornelius got any better at reading out loud yet?" To which the answer is
absolutely no.
Good. So anyway, do you want to try and read that again so we understand it?
Yes. someone sent in On the Road by Jack Kerouac. Doesn't mention the Green Cross code at all, John.
Well done. If only you'd rehearsed that first.
That's a good rehearsal, wasn't
yeah,
it?
And, yeah, but absolutely right as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Jack Kerouac, you know, famously a writer of road trip novel, you know, adventure, finding yourself. But clearly, there's no advice. Look right, look left, nothing.
No, nothing.
So if you've got a health and safety issue with any literature, we want to hear about it this afternoon because we will be forwarding it to the health and safety executive. It's literature, health and safety, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Say any words.
Okay, fine. We are coming up to the news at 2 o'clock, and there needs to be a made-up story in there to fool those people who are just coming back to their desks having spent lunch away from the radio. Their punishment? To be fed a lie. A made-up news lie coming out of the mouth of Victoria, who does the news, and because she's professional, it'll sound real. That is the point of Headline Hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with lie.
Who has won today's Headline Hijack? Producer Dave.
Today's Headline Hijack has been won by a man called William.
William, and where is he from?
William is from, oh, I don't know. You always ask me this and I never write it down. Let me just check the system. William is from Warrington.
William in Warrington, congratulations. You get your story into the news with Victoria next on Talk Radio. We will be back just after the news with what are we doing? Oh, work experience punditry.
Aiden's in the house.
Aiden brings music. We'll do it. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Over the last 4 years, I've learned that I'm not a total idiot. I've learned that my friends can be surprisingly supportive. I've learned that I can be pretty single-minded. And I've learned that if you want to, you can totally take control of your future.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. be the best.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marvelling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
The countdown to the great national source debate is on! The outcome shaping the destiny of our nation. The question is simple. Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours for their snacks. But only one must prevail! Available from 1st of April. Try Burton's Fish and Chips, red sauce and brown sauce. And then vote for your favourite flavour. Bagging yourself a chance to win a massive £10,000! The Great British Battle of the Sauces. Red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock on the Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, terror victims are remembered. Prince William talks about the UK's steel crisis and Led Zepp are facing a lawsuit.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has laid a wreath at Westminster Abbey to remember the victims of last year's terror attacks in Tunisia. 31 people from the UK died at the Bardo Museum and in the resort of Sousse. The beach attacks were the worst case of terrorism on British nationals since the London 7/7 bombings in 2005. Ellie Makin survived.
I saw the gun and just screamed, and I didn't know whether it was the right reaction. You don't think, you just think on the spot. I've never experienced anything like that, so I didn't know what to do. All I just shouted was run, gun. So as we were running, we were jumping over people, some beds, absolutely everything, just to try and get away as quick as possible.
The Duke of Cambridge has discussed the state of the UK steel industry with the Prime Minister of India. The Indian-owned company Tata Steel is looking to sell off all of its plants in Britain, including Port Talbot. MPs are currently holding an emergency debate. Shadow Business Secretary Angela Eagle says the government needs to act now to save the plant.
Call it what you like, co-investing, part nationalisation, temporary public stewardship, or sheltering the assets. It's clear that circumstances may require the government to do this. They should spare their ideological blushes and just get on with it.
A jealous husband who decapitated his wife has been found guilty of her murder. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibbs attacked his wife Judith at their home in East London in April 2014 after she taunted him about their relationship. Police had to wrestle a knife and a shotgun from the crane driver who was trying to kill himself when they arrived at his flat in Hoxton. Police have been brought in to investigate claims school children were made to stand in a store cupboard. It's said to have happened at Lee Church of England Junior School in Greater Manchester. Wigan Council says it's working to establish what's happened and will keep parents informed. Led Zeppelin stars Robert Plant and Jimmy Page are due in court next month, accused of stealing the opening chords of their most famous song. It's after a judge ruled there are substantial similarities. Here's their 1971 track Stairway to Heaven. The lawsuit was brought... Oh, are you enjoying that, John?
Yep.
Good. The lawsuit was brought by a trustee for the late Randy Wolfe, who composed a similar sounding song for the group Spirit 4 years earlier. Here's a bit of that.
That's the same song, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's gone to a jury to decide. Yeah, good. Also, isn't it with Randy Wolfe?
Yeah. That's what I just said, yes.
Yeah, that was producer Dave's nickname in Cardiff when he went to those students.
I bet it was. You know, he's been looking at those terrible websites again.
I know.
I didn't do anything.
I saw you.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's the end of the news.
Do you have some weather?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, let's do that.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells and scattered heavy showers for, to give its full title, Royal Leamington Spa. Highs of 15 degrees.
You're only saying that because you're from there.
Yeah.
So that somehow makes you regal.
It's the only chance I've got.
Okay.
becoming dry and brighter in Kettering with just a few showers and light winds, highs of 14. And mainly dry and some bright spells in Aberdeen with a fresh northeast breeze, highs of 10 Celsius.
Thanks so much, Victoria. That was Victoria with the weather, very specific weather. Now sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United have been told to forget about signing Zlatan Ibrahimovic from PSG. The Swede will leave the French club in the summer and has been linked with a move to several Premier League clubs, including United. Yep. Former PSG star David Ginlard told TalkSport earlier it wouldn't be a good move for the club.
He's reaching 35. He's at the end of his career. Playing in the Premier League, never played before, especially at Man United. I don't think it's going to be an option for Louis van Gaal or whoever will be the next manager.
Ibrahimovic will be in the PSG side tonight that faces Man City for a place in the last four of the Champions League. The quarter-final is level at two apiece ahead of tonight's game in Manchester. Yep. City boss Manuel Pellegrini says it will be tight.
I don't think that one of the team can be favourite. If we think that we need to try to draw nil-nil, I think that we are going to lose the game, so it's not in the way we normally play, so you will see the same thing that you are seeing the last two and a half seasons here.
And Middlesbrough will try to make the most of their game in hand and go top of the Championship tonight. Should they win at home to Reading, they'd replace Burnley as leaders. Finish That's it. Your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, after it was revealed yesterday that Jeremy Corbyn was fined £100 for his late tax return, it's now emerged that he also failed to return a pool cue to the bar whilst at university. As a result, his £5 deposit was never given back to him.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon to you then, and welcome then to That Afternoon Thing on Talk Radio. I am its licensee, John Holmes, licensed to serve some radio until 4pm. If you are listening outside, do please be courteous to our neighbours, which are TalkSport and Virgin. And don't forget, you can get in touch with the programme this afternoon. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we're on Goatsea, or you can like us on Rabbit or Horsefeed. Or if you're Dennis Skinner MP for Bolsover, why not consider us dodgy instead? And then leave. Oh, and before 4 o'clock, I have to tell you, potentially millions of pounds up for grabs. Now, all you have to do is claim that you wrote a bit of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, and you could be eligible to sue Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. Current frontrunner, apart from the Randy Wolf that you heard about in the news with Victoria there, is William Shakespeare, who wrote, of course, a version of All That Glitters Is Gold. That line there being appropriated by Page and Plant for the song. Shakespeare obviously had it in The Merchant of Venice, although Chaucer says he was first with it in The Yeoman's Tale. So if you've ever said any of the words in Stay Away to Heaven, maybe you've said the word hedgerow in your life, or songbird, then you could be eligible to sue. Do get in touch this afternoon. Chris Packham, for instance, or Bill Oddie, or me just then. Anyway, send your legal queries to Talk Radio, Stairway to Heaven Damages Offer, The Radio, London. Tuesday afternoon, Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. 8 minutes past 2 o'clock, and it is time for today's work experience punditry. It comes from Aidan. You'll, if you're a regular listener, you'll know Aidan comes in on a Tuesday to talk about music. He is a work experience one. That is the point of getting him in here, because we don't have to pay him any money. But he is at the forefront, nay, the vanguard of the next generation of critics, and this is where he plies and learns his trade. Hello, Aidan.
Hello, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for coming back in.
No problem.
Now, last week, you confused me with Drake.
Yeah. I've got some more news about him, actually. Yeah?
Fine. He was a rapper.
Yeah, he was rapping. Yeah.
Not Sir Francis, as I surmised.
No, fine. No,
good. All right. All right. Give us Drake news.
We want to go for the Drake news first?
It's up to you. It's your review.
Okay, all right. I'll go for the Drake news first then. So basically, he's announced the release date for his new album, Views from the Six. It's coming on April...
Views from the Six what?
Just Views from the... That's the album. It's called Views from the Six.
The sixth floor?
Sixth or six?
Sixth.
Well, that makes even fewer sense. view from the sixth.
No, Views from the Six, sorry. I was... Yeah, six. You were right the first time. Views from the Six. Yeah.
The Six of who?
Just, you know...
God, these rappers!
It's a confusion.
They mangle the language, don't they, the rappers?
They do. God.
Anyway, all about his album.
So it's coming out April the 19th, and he's released two further singles from that album in the last couple of weeks, Pop Style and One Dance, which are both very good. And you should check them out. I reckon you love them. No Pimp C, he doesn't pop up again.
Oh, yes, his friend Pimp C.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Pimp C Jones.
Pimp C Jones, yeah. Pimp C, co-rapper to Hepatitis. I remember him.
But the major bit of news is the Record Store Day, is coming on Saturday the 16th of April.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
We've got 230 participating shops organising performances and one-off in-store events to celebrate the day. And we've also got 500 limited edition vinyl releases from people like Florence the Machine, Palm Scream, David Bowie.
Yes, now you're talking my kind of language.
Yeah,
right? You see, because Record Store Day I've worked with in the past.
Right.
Frank Turner, who, by the way, was providing your bed music just then.
Right.
And was a guest on, was he on our first week, wasn't he, Frank Turner, here on the show? And he was his ambassador for Record Store Day.
Sure.
And Record Store Day, I absolutely very important, of course, in the music industry. Vinyl is back, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So I think independent records support your local independent record store.
I've got some amazing statistics. So 2008, right? 75,000 vinyl albums sold in the UK. That has since rocketed to 2.2 million vinyls in last year. And already in 2016, we're up 67% on last year's figures.
Right and proper. Because you get Indiband that's bringing out their albums first on vinyl again. So do you own vinyl?
I do own vinyl. Last purchase was Nick Kershaw. Human Races. $1.99.
I respect you more now. Now you're redeeming yourself in the face of Drakey Pimp, or whatever his name is. Nick Kershaw's Human Racing. That is an odd choice for someone of your age, 11 or so, aren't you?
I love Nick Kershaw. I think he's great.
Really? What got you into Nick Kershaw? Let me just explain this to Cornet. Nick Kershaw, yeah. Cornet, right?
I recognise it. What's his song?
Well, he had The Riddle.
Yeah, Wouldn't It Be Good, which is from this album.
Yeah. The Riddle was a classic piece of work. I mean, you find it, we can play a bit in a minute. But Nick Kershaw, I mean, how old are you?
21.
21. How old are you, Cornelius?
23.
Right, so why has he heard of Nick Kershaw and you haven't heard of Nick Kershaw? See?
Maybe because I'm more
Human
current
Racing.
With my music.
No!
I'm more up to date.
Nick Kershaw... is a musical. I was going to say legend, but he had two songs. He had The Riddle and the one about being good.
Wouldn't It Be Good? It's a great tune.
Did he sing Spirit in the Sky?
No,
he wrote I'm the One and Only by Chesney Hawkes. He wrote that tune.
Yes, yes, he did. Correct.
So Chesney Hawkes isn't the one and only.
No, it's Nick Kershaw.
It's actually
Nick Shaw's. Ghost one and only. Yeah.
Good vinyl choice is what I'm saying. I also have that on vinyl.
Oh, do you really? I think this was an original pressing, and it was only $1.99, which is amazing.
So my original pressing is worth sod all. Well, $1.99. Great. Glad I bought that. Glad I bought that as an investment. Thanks, Kershaw. Why could you be more successful, you big idiot?
I kind of feel like I'm treading on Ellie's toes tomorrow, because this could kind of delve
right, because Ellie will be reviewing hipster nonsense tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm just going to list a few things that are happening across the country.
Yeah.
In Rough Trade in East London, the Irish singer-songwriter Glenn Hansard, multi-instrumentalist Georgia, and Benjamin's John Powers solo project Blank Mass will be playing. And in Rough Trade in Nottingham, Charles Bradley, the screaming eagle of soul, as it says here, will be taking the stage. He's just released a new album, actually, Changes, which is meant to be very, very good.
Can we talk more about Nick Kershaw?
Well, why?
Why? Well, just because I don't know what you just said, and I, you know, you, Nick Kershaw, yes,
okay, that's safe. Nick Kershaw's safe.
Yeah, screaming soul man, not so much.
Charles Bradley, he's become a big name now. He kind of did the whole festival things as kind of a soul revivalist.
Fine.
Fine. And he's released, you know, a couple of great records.
Fine.
This might annoy you, actually. There's a record store, Pop Brixton.
Stop it. No. John. What did we say about you singing when the music reviewer was here?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You said not to do that.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Continue, Aidan.
So there's a record store in a shipping container, Pop Brixton, and there's going to be an all-day DJ party there.
It's a pop-up.
Yeah, but I actually had a great idea for a hipster-themed restaurant, see, from off the back of this restaurant. But the food is served on vinyl, old vinyl records that are too scratched to play, so it doesn't matter. But because they're plate-shaped.
I'll wager somewhere already does that. I mean, that is a good idea.
Do you reckon? I think that's a pretty good idea.
That is a good idea. But I would be, if that hasn't
And
been
the cutlery
done,
could be made out of the,
that should be done.
What would the cutlery be made
out of? Out of the vinyl. They can cut, you know, because they make like all sorts out of vinyl now. They make clocks and stuff.
The needles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the cartridges, yeah.
Yeah, the needles for the addicts. The vinyl. Vinyl heroin.
Vinyl addicts, yeah.
All right, fine, good.
That's a good idea.
And at the London Soho Hotel, there'll be the first ever vinyl playback of Ian Brown's soloised LP. Ian Brown, of course, from that band who I just completely
Stone Roses.
Left my brain there.
Yeah.
Which is being hosted by Sister Ray, which is pretty exciting. And there's some great stuff going on at Manchester's Piccadilly Records. Marianne Hobbs and Higher Authorities are going to be doing some DJ sets there. And there'll also be a craft corner where they do face painters and they can paint you into various
with Marianne Hobbs.
No, David Bowie.
David Bowie's dead.
What an exclusive. They're really putting out the stops for a record store day this year. Really got all the exclusives. Yeah.
So David Bowie's going to turn up and face paint children. Anyway, hold that thought, because we need to take a break. But so what we've learned is David Bowie's coming back to face paint children.
And Marianne Hobbs.
With Marianne Hobbs. Yeah. He face paints the face of Marianne Hobbs
onto children.
Yeah. What a revelation. This is excellent. We'll have more news on that after this. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Polk. You're an intelligence officer with the CIA.
This Friday...
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal, in cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Gary, Winston Wolfe, Direct Line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with Direct Line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems on the clockwise M60 in Greater Manchester. It's blocked by an accident between 8 at Carrington and 9 at Trafford Park. He's back to 7 at Stretford. There's also an incident on the opposite side of the carriageway as well. The M5 through Worcestershire is struggling because of the roadworks. Northbound 5 at Droitwich to 4A at the M42. And amongst that, there's a lane closed because of a breakdown. Cambridge's A1 Great North Road in Wittering still closed north at the Wittering turn for accident investigation work. And an accident on the southbound at M1 is causing delays through Bedfordshire, junctions 11 to 10. I'm Joanna Adams.
Every approved used Land Rover comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Land Rover approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, we're adding a competitive 10.9% APR representative finance. And with PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. The great outdoors has never been so within reach. Search Land Rover approved used. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Blackhorse Trading as Land Rover Financial Services.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now me and Tim Smith back for Factoids. What you got, Tim?
The average adult human body contains 15 car airbags, 27 pounds of clay and 97 pounds of jars and pots. Where does it all go?
Don't know. Some of it we expel. More money is spent on women than any other hobby.
In Middle English, people kept coins in swans, and over time, this practice led to the modern piggy bank. I'm not sure I believe a word of that.
No. It's interesting, though. Yeah. In the horse world, Robert Redford decides when and where the herd will go.
Good, isn't it?
That's fantastic.
Kidneys filter around 500 gallons of blood at around 200 miles per hour every day.
On average, you breathe 23,000 text messages a day.
The heaviest bird in the world that can fly is the pig.
Can't fly very much, can it?
Yeah, it can.
Can it?
Yeah, because it'll fly south for winter, won't it?
Do they?
Yeah, I think you'll find it takes a while to get up there, but once it's up there, it's got big wings, it can float. Break your arm, mate.
I'm the horse whisperer.
Factoids.
So it's 2:21. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Aidan's still with us. He's our work experience pundit. He does the music. He does the musics. We've already discussed Nick Kershaw on vinyl, which is what everybody is talking about ahead of Record Store Day. £1.99 in your local independent record store. So, Aidan, what else do we have for it? We've talked about Record Store Day. Of course, that's on Saturday. What?
I've got some reviews.
I do want some reviews. Great yes, stuff. That's correct. So I'll take some reviews.
Parquet Courts. They're like parquet flooring.
Yes.
So Parquet Courts.
I'm aware of their work.
They've released their fifth LP, 8th of April.
Yeah.
Human Performance. So yes. I had a listen.
Yeah.
And I believe we've got a track for you.
Okay, here we go.
And it's This Is Dust, which was the first single released on February the 4th.
It sneaks in, ignored. It stacks up around. It follows, now swallow. You're biting it now. Suffocate.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, it kind of got a bit of an LCD sound system, a lo-fi LCD
sound system. It's definitely lo-fi.
Vibe.
Yeah. I mean, the genre, the oeuvre
yes.
of lo-fi,
yeah.
Parquet Courts are up there.
So,
or rather down there, being low.
The title track, Human Performance, is very nice, and it kind of reflects the greater dynamic evident on the sound, as opposed to their previous works. So they got really nice, rich textures now, these kind of cool vocal effects that come in during the chorus, these little fleety synth interludes, which are very nice.
Is it like they've kind of? It's just a production thing. So they've got a who's produ- I mean, they've got a better producer. What's
I don't know about the difference.
More
producer.
Of a budget. I don't know.
I think this is just. I mean, fifth album now. They've kind of released albums solidly since 2011.
They've never broken through though, have they? They've not got mainstream.
Not
or anything,
quite. I mean. No. Although every time their album pops up,
yeah.
and I'm reading reviews about it, and I give it a listen. They're always very well received. So they've got the critical
yes.
impetus.
Yes.
But they don't, as you say, necessarily have the mainstream success.
Much like myself. Except without the critical impetus.
Listening to the album, they've kind of gone full Velvet Underground. So this sort of odd, slightly jarring instrumentation.
Yes.
Abstract lyrics. He's kind of got that monotone, slightly spoken word delivery. The best track, I think, on this one is One Man, No City. It's 6 minutes long, but it edges closer to sort of Talking Heads punk territory.
Oh, okay.
So it's got this kind of quite light-footed percussion section, which is... It's a funky track.
Talking Heads, Cornelius?
Yeah, Talking Heads.
Oh, well done. Good. Just checking.
And as the production is nice and expansive, again, you've got this spoken word vocal delivery.
Spoken word, Cornelius?
Spoken word. Yeah, I can't do it, but I do know it.
Okay, fine. Carry on.
Well, the spoken word thing is mostly showcased in Captive of the Sun, which is actually technically the centrepiece of the album. Comes right in the middle. It's only 2 minutes long, but he kind of delivers it as kind of like a semi-rap. It's quite an interesting...
Semi, Cornelius?
No, don't
okay,
know.
Okay, fine.
So, yeah, I mean, personally, the Parquet Courts aren't really for me. I have listened to the previous albums.
Yes.
And the sound doesn't really speak to me that much. But,
okay.
I always
I like that you're reviewing stuff that you don't really like as well.
Well, yeah, I get
that's
right
how
thing.
It works.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. No, yeah. I know that. But it's, you know, often people come in here and go, oh, I'll play that because I like it. But no, this is...
But the worst thing that happened with music for me is if it bores me. Because if it bores me, then it just does, there's no reaction at all. It's just,
yeah.
It's nothing, right? It's nothing. Yeah. We'll come on to that in a sec with Mogwai. But with this one...
Oh, yeah. He hates them.
Oh, all right, go on.
But this one, even though I didn't really... The sound didn't really do much for me... I'm not really a fan of the whole kind of monotone vocal delivery. I did find it an interesting record. You could tell that they were trying to expand their sound.
Okay.
And I thought it was a very nicely produced and interesting album.
Okay. Not what we got next? We're Mogwaying now then.
Mogwaying. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So this album Atomic was released. Well, it was actually initially the soundtrack for a 2015 documentary Atomic: Living in Dread and Promise.
Yes.
And I gave it a watch, and it wasn't very good. So they released the album as just a normal album.
Yeah. And have we got a clip or anything?
We do indeed.
Oh, okay.
This track is called Are You a Dancer?
Are You a Dancer, Mogwai. That's Mogwai.
Are You a Dancer?
Are You a Dancer?
And it's kind of, the whole of the album is like that, pretty much.
Yes.
Very, very downbeat. They've got the whole slow build, big climax thing sorted. That's done. They did that sort of 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And they keep doing it. They've introduced more sort of synths.
Yeah.
And there's some quite fairly pleasant horn and string arrangements.
You've got to sort of be a Mogwai fan.
Well,
for
but even but, so, okay.
I mean, it's hard to come to Mogwai not knowing anything about Mogwai and just going, oh, this has got a good beat.
Rock Action, Mogwai are kind of a nostalgic band for me. My brother introduced me to Rock Action when it came out ages ago.
Yeah.
It was like 12 years ago now. And then Happy Songs for Happy People. They're both great
albums.
You
must have been, like, still in the womb.
And I enjoyed the album, you know, the kind of... At that time, they were just a band, rather than... They didn't have all the synth stuff, they didn't have all the string arrangements, they didn't have all the horn arrangements. So it was kind of quite raw, quite punchy sound. But now, it's just become a little bit watered down. And they're doing the same thing over and over again, and each time it becomes less and less impressive. So I think
fewer
Mogwai fans wouldn't really be impressed by this album that much. And it's interesting, if you watch the documentary... look at the comments underneath it. They go, well, you know, it kind of accompanies the music quite well. And that's not really what you want. You kind of want an album to stand
where
up on
would
its own.
I listen? If you were, like, if you were saying, okay, someone hasn't heard Mogwai before, where's your entry point? Where's your Mogwai entry point?
Now? I reckon Rock Action. Rock Action would be, because that's when they kind of broke out into the mainstream. Kind of, they had that,
they,
their sound they, was kind of established.
They went back under it.
Again. And they would, you know, they were strong. And yeah, then it's kind of sort of downward.
Right.
Downward,
like, so we do Mogwai. We've got a Record Store Day. We've covered that. We've covered Parquet Courts. We've touched on Drake. And Nick Kershaw, which of course was very much the highlight of the whole review section, I think. Nick Kershaw, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Do you want to...
Nicholas.
I've got a clip of the riddle.
Have you?
Yeah, do you want to play it?
Yeah, sure.
Clip of the riddle. So this is Nick Kershaw and the riddle on Talk Radio.
See?
There's a man in the oh, he's getting it. Yeah. Everyone knows this, Cornelius.
I told you he had a song. I mean, that's enough now.
No, sure. It is. No, it isn't. No. Here we go.
Yeah.
A hole in the ground where an old man of iron goes around and around. And his mind is a beacon in the veil of the night. For a strange kind of fashion, there's a wrong and a right. But he'll never, never fight over you.
Is Nick Kershaw? That is a riddle from the album.
I can't remember.
No, I can't remember either. Anyway, it wasn't Human Racing, though.
Frankly,
you can take your Mogwai after that and shove it, because that, my friend, is music.
That's real music. 199, thank you very much.
Well done. Right, thanks very much, Aidan. Music no reviews, work experience punditry on Talk Radio. This is our diversity paper review still to come. And don't forget, you can win some meat on the programme before the afternoon is out in a game of band or equine fatality. At a race similar to that of the Grand National. Chicken, beef or lamb, not horse meat, chicken, beef or lamb up for grabs. And we'll do it all as the afternoon continues. Next, though, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry and the Prime Minister have joined 900 people at Westminster Abbey to remember the victims of last year's terror attacks in Tunisia. 31 people from the UK died at the Bardo Museum and in the resort of Sousse. Ellie Makin and her friend were sunbathing when they saw the gunman arrive on the beach. She's finding it hard to move on.
Now when we go to bigger places like cities, or if we're travelling to a different country, I think now very, you know, much more aware of what's going on, and I try to not think about it too much, but I do sometimes overthink it.
Labour's accused the government of an ideologically driven reluctance to save the UK steel industry. The business secretary has been defending the government's record as it tries to find a buyer for the Indian-owned Tata steel plant in Port Talbot. Earlier, the Duke of Cambridge raised the issue with the Prime Minister of India in Delhi. A man is facing life in prison for beheading his wife. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibbs has been found guilty of murdering Judith Nibbs after she admitted having sex with other men. Police in Wigan are investigating claims school children were forced to stand in a cupboard by a member of staff. One mother, whose 11-year-old son goes to Lee C of E Junior School in Greater Manchester, says he was shut inside for more than an hour. The local council is looking into the allegations. And British pop stars make up half of the 10 biggest-selling recording artists of 2015. The UK's Big Five, Adele, Ed Sheeran, One Direction, Coldplay and Sam Smith sold almost 28 million albums between them last year. It helped the global music industry to report its first significant year-on-year growth for two decades. The weather, occasional rain across southern Scotland, Northern Ireland, Northern England and North Wales. But Northern Scotland will remain bright and fine. Further south, warm sunny spells and scattered thundery showers and highs of 16 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. 2:32, it's Talk Radio.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:33 Talk Radio. And it's time to take some of your reactions. If you've got something to react about, if you have a reaction inside you, then do spit it in this direction. You can react to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can Twitter it at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
What reactions have we got coming in, Cornelius?
We've had this text, which is brilliant. It says, I would very much like to say, in as many words as possible, to make the very most of my 25 British pence, plus my standard network charge, that I've spent on this here text message that I am writing, that I vehemently, firmly and heartily disagree.
Thanks very much. I've got one here that just says, Hi, Paul Ross, I'm a big fan. I was wondering what your favourite pudding is. Generally came into Paul Ross this morning. Just found that.
We've just had this in as well. Custard creams, and that's coming from someone who meant to text a BBC local station.
Excellent. Good. 2:34 then, and it's time for, not a million miles away from your reactions, really, because it's all very well texting your reactions, isn't it? But what about you? What about if you've got a reaction in the street? What about if you find yourself in the street and you've got a reaction? What do you think? This is what the people think on afternoons on Talk Radio. We go out into the street to find out what the people think. And today we ask them, baboons or sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Baboons.
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 Sandwiches.
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 Baboons.
Sandwiches.
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 Baboons.
Baboons.
Sandwiches.
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 Baboons.
Baboons.
Sandwiches.
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 Baboons.
Baboons.
Sandwiches.
Baboons.
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 Sandwiches.
Baboons.
That was baboons or sandwiches, of course, which is the big question. If you've got an opinion on that, if you think something, then do let us know what you think. You can do it on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And just let us know whether you think baboons or sandwiches. 2:36. It's time for a week's worth of lazy PR. This feature before, you will know it is where we round up a week's worth of lazy PR. We work in the media, and in the media, yeah, you get bombarded with PR and marketing opportunities from PR companies who are paid thousands and thousands of pounds by their clients to get their fair up front and centre in the media. And if you've ever listened to BBC local radio and you happen to hear just, I don't know, June Sarpong being interviewed about her love of trestle tables, then the reason for that is that a PR company has a client who makes trestle tables, and the PR company has come up with the genius idea that they'll pay a celebrity quite a lot of money to pretend they like trestle tables and thus be interviewed about them on BBC local radio stations. We get sent all of this stuff as well, and we like to bring up... It's basically sent to us because the PR industry carpet bomb the media with all of this stuff without bothering to listen to the stations or what they do first. And so we like to bring you the latest examples of it in a week's worth of lazy PR. Producer Dave, what have you got in this week?
Hi, Pete.
It's a great start.
It's a really good opening gambit, yep. Isn't it? I hope this email finds you well. Mm. I thought this might interest you. If you require any additional information on the press release below or for further details on our case studies, please do let me know. I mean, this is like three lines in and I've not even got to the subject yet.
No.
Luckily, the subject's great.
Yes.
And very mainstream. Over a third of wives in Yorkshire want more sex from their husbands.
Right, and what do they want us to do with that information exactly?
Talk about it on the radio, probably.
Well, that's worked.
35% of women in Yorkshire, quite a niche. Is this to do with the health and safety, maybe? I don't know. Quite a niche area to start with, isn't it?
Well, Yorkshire is in the news, as we know, because of the, as you just mentioned, because they put safety signs in front of the original Wuthering Heights ruins.
Yeah.
So everyone is complaining about that. And, of course, I suppose you could argue that Wuthering Heights is quite the sexy novel.
Mm.
Is it connected to that?
No, don't think so.
Okay, fine.
So 35% of women in Yorkshire who have been married for over 5 years are dissatisfied with the amount they are getting.
Right.
44% unhappy with their partner's performance. And 32% would like to get intimate at least twice a month.
Well, if you do the figures here, right?
Yeah.
You've got 40... Right, so is it the percentage that are dissatisfied with the amount... Of that 35%, are 44% of them unhappy with the performer?
I don't know. There's a lot of numbers here, aren't
there? It's not very clear, yeah. And it's quite dull.
Well, that's until you get to the... Probably the one line they spent more than a second writing.
Yes.
Women across Yorkshire are moaning and groaning, but for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
I bet they did high fives in the office when they wrote that.
That's yes. Good.
Cracked out
good.
The Prosecco and probably took the rest of the day off.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. They've surveyed almost 1,000
Is there anyone we can talk
people.
To? I mean, is that what they've...
Well, Christian Grant, the spokesperson.
Oh, Christian Grant.
To say. Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you say? Good old Christian.
Doesn't make for good reading, he says. You'll find that often as a relationship goes on.
Is he Scottish?
Oh, almost certainly. They're
is
always
he not
Scottish.
From Yorkshire?
You'd think, wouldn't you?
No, just because he works in Yorkshire doesn't mean he's from Yorkshire.
I think
John.
He's from Yorkshire.
I'm from Manchester and I work in London.
Work is a broad term.
I live in London.
I think he's from Yorkshire and I think you should demonstrate that.
Okay, what's Yorkshire? You're like, I can't do Yorkshire. I'm very bad at Yorkshire.
Go on.
Oh, Betty.
Hey up. Is that Yorkshire? I don't know. I'm from Lancashire. We don't like to do it. Can someone do a Yorkshire accent?
Oh, Betty. Oh, Betty, I haven't had any for weeks.
That didn't sound anything like Frank Spencer.
Can I just say that sounds nothing like Yorkshire?
That's good.
Oh, there it is.
That's
go.
Good.
There's Yorkshire.
Yeah, I'm still here, it's, behind the glass.
Sounds so cartoony. It's really good how you put that on.
Yeah.
That's a good
sounds one. Really silly.
That's Ass Broadcast, who's our assistant producer, and she's from the north.
I am.
Yeah. Can you say this line, it doesn't make for good reading?
It doesn't make for good reading.
It doesn't make for good reading. You'll often find that as a relationship goes on, the spark slowly starts to fade.
Can you say the spark slowly starts to fade?
The spark slowly starts to fade.
Slowly.
Spark slowly, slowly. Starts.
Spark?
Spark.
Spark.
Spark. Spark.
Spark.
Spark. Spark.
God, you're a bunch of idiots.
Very nice.
Spark.
Evidently, however, for many women, that spark. Simply isn't enough, and you can't really blame them.
Spork.
Spork.
No, anyway, no sport. I've got one here.
Oh, there's two more pages of this, John.
No, I'm not interested anymore. I've got one here. It just said... Now, this is what caught my eye.
Yes.
It says, here, be the first to cover Pope Francis's visit to Lesbos. Right? And I thought, this is an interesting story. Because Pope
Francis... Getting very liberal, aren't they?
Pope, yes. Who would have thought that the Catholic Church and the Pope, given his views... on homosexuality and so on, that they'd encourage him to visit Lesbos. And then I reread it, and it's the island of Lesbos, the Greek island. So I've made a mistake. And now I'm not interested in it as much. But essentially, would we like to be the first station to cover his visit? This came in a few
Can we go to Greece?
Hang on, let me check. Greece.
I don't think this qualifies as lazy PR, because I would go.
Can you go to Greece?
Free holiday with the Pope.
With the Pope.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the Pope.
Hanging out with Frankie.
The answer to that is no.
Oh.
So
what can we do?
You can take a live satellite uplink as the Pope hangs out with Lesbos from Lesbos.
It's like the opposite of a holiday, isn't it?
What, a live satellite uplink?
Live satellite link of the Pope.
That's what we've been offered. What can I tell you? Finally, I mean, I bring to you finally the subject header line of the week.
Yep.
Email LazyPR subject header line of the week. You ready?
Yep.
Europe-wide survey reveals the habits of flat-sharing students. Hooray! A week's worth of lazy PR. You know how the news is complicated?
Yeah.
John?
Yes?
I can't get my head around it.
Allow me to help, Cornelius, because this is where we explain the news and simplify it for you through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables. Seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Skinner out of house. For PM jibe, Dave still in. His house for profit.
The news in haikus. It's 3:15. Still to come on the programme, you can win some meat. That will be in a game this afternoon of band or equine fatality in race such as the Grand National. There'll be more news in haikus. There'll be the big debate at 3:00 and the diversity paper review this afternoon. Plus, if you're in a band and you want to get your first national radio airplay, then here's where you can do it at the optimum time to discover new music, which is at about 2:50. On a Tuesday afternoon. It's 22nd Showcase. Details of how that works coming up next. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade up.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The delays through Greater Manchester on the M60 as you head clockwise between Junction 8 Carrington and Junction 9 for Trafford Park. It's because of an accident. One lane's closed off there. Congestion on the M60 towards Junction 7 at Stretford. Now, anti-clockwise on the M60, there's one lane closed because of the accident between 9 at Trafford Park and Junction 8. So big delays on that stretch as well. M4 through Bristol as you head eastbound around Junction 19, the M32. An accident there slowing things down as a lane closed on the exit slip road. It's lane 2 of 2 closed off heading down slip road towards the M32. I'm Lucia Clifford.
He's the dreadlock dragon slayer with a recipe for lip-smacking success.
He's the Caribbean culinary creator who's cooked up a fortune with his secret sauce. He's the singing impresario whose food has hit the right note with the nation. He's Levi Roots. And this Sunday morning from 11, he's serving up 2 hours of mouth-watering radio when he joins Eamon Holmes exclusively on Talk Radio. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Levi Roots. This Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, good afternoon, 10 to 3. If you are listening early with your ears, you will know that we mentioned this, Yorkshire Water have put safety signs that have spoilt the location of Wuthering Heights, the actual location up in Yorkshire there. Dave, do you want to do that, the accent for that again?
No.
Okay, so the we spoke to a health and safety expert a couple of hours ago, and he was very clear that the safe height to wuther from, he said it's fine at 5 foot, but you should never go more than twice the height of a ghost. 10 foot is probably okay, but never wuther for about 15 or 25 foot. This, of course, is after we discussed from the novel Lockwood rubbing the wrist of a ghost across the broken window pane, if you've ever read Wuthering Heights. And he said that was an absolute health and safety nightmare and called for the book to be closed. Ditto the little match girl. The clue there is in the title. Very dangerous. That book is closed. This is, of course, is the big news this afternoon is that literature is being closed now by health and safety. Water Babies has been fenced off. Again, obvious reasons. The Tenant of Wildfell Hall is in danger of suffering from carbon monoxide, because in that novel there are no carbon monoxide detectors. That is another Bronte. They are flouting all of the rules of Bronte's. Catcher in the Rye, the catcher suffers from hay fever. Rye, you can get hay fever from. I mean, we're getting so many of these coming in. If you've noticed a health and safety error in literature, we do want to know about it this afternoon. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Thanks very much. This has come in from, let me see, I think it was Gary, was it? Gary. Yes, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, John. Obviously, a health and safety nightmare. Not only obesity, diabetes, but also, if you think of the trip around that factory, lots of children died.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right? So, Augustus Gloop.
Dead.
Veruca.
Salt.
Dead.
Violet Beauregard.
Dead.
Mike TV.
Dead.
You impressed with that?
Yeah, I'm actually. I couldn't remember any of the others. And this is, there's no name on this, but the phone number ends with 27. The book Green Eggs and Ham. Think about the adverse health effects of eating green eggs and green ham.
Oh my God.
And that
God,
book
yeah.
was written by a doctor. Dr. Seuss, who should absolutely know better. Moby Dick. Right? That is an attack by a whale. Surely, if you are that requires some kind of form, writes James this afternoon. Call me Ishmael, but this is foolhardy at best. If you've got a health and safety violation in literature, example, then we do want to hear from you this afternoon. But now, new music.
The John Holmes 22nd Showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
It is 22nd Showcase. This is where we discover new music. Now, as Talk Radio's head of music, this is a feature I very much have introduced to the airwaves on a Talk Radio station. That's the voice of Georgie Rogers there. She's on our sister station, Virgin. She does indeed discover new music in the evenings. This is where we help her out and give you national radio airplay. If you are in a band this afternoon or in a musician, then pull out long enough to send us a clip of your music. Okay? We want your tracks. You can send them via MP3 or WAV or whatever you like. You can send them to Cornelius
dot
Mendez
at
talkradio.co.uk.
Okay.
That is, or you can leave them on our Facebook page, which I don't know how you find that because I've never looked at it.
Facebook.com.
cheers, Dave.
That's that. It'll be on there. Or you can tweet a link to it at Talk Radio, of course, for 22nd Showcase. Now, so it works like this. We start, we go through, we've got a pile of music that's been sent to us. Now, unlike Georgie Rogers or, you know, say John Peel, John Peel, BBC Radio 1, we won't listen to the music. We're not idiots. We don't waste our time listening to the music we get sent. Instead, what we do is pick a track at random and play the first 20 seconds of it on the radio without listening to it first. That is how 20 Second Showcase works, and I think that is a level playing field. It means that anyone who wants to send music in has an equal chance. Our opinions don't come into it. We don't just play what we like. John Peel, used to just play what he liked the sound of. What? And anything he didn't like, he wouldn't play.
Fool.
What an idiot. We open it up to all. We are very much equal opportunity. In musical terms. So, just send us your link if you're in a band or you know someone who's in a band. Maybe you've got a family member in a band. You want to give them a leg up. Get them National Radio Airplay. Because I tell you what, if we like the song, right, the system likes the song, then it does go into the folder marked
for the attention of Georgie Rogers,
who may well play it on Virgin Radio in full on her new music discovery show in the evenings. However, if it is musically inept and absolutely appalling, it goes into the folder marked
Russell Kane,
who is also on Virgin Radio but knows nothing. So that is how it works. Today we have chosen at random out of the pile
the homegrown.
Mm-hmm. Is that a reference to the cannabis?
I don't know. They haven't said.
What have they said?
They've sent a Facebook page. They've got a genre of alternative.
Where would we find Facebook again, Dave?
Facebook.com.
Thank you.
It took me ages to find.
If you go to google.co.uk and type Facebook into the little box.
Yes.
It comes up there too.
All right.
It's very clever. Go on.
Yeah. Their genre is alternative punk, rock, acoustic.
Okay.
Band members: Andy Cragen, frontman songwriter; Daniel Hemming, guitarist, vocalist, songwriter; Jordan Francis, guitarist, drummer; and Gordon Wood, bassist.
Right.
And they're from Canterbury.
Are they?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And under record label, it says Not Yet.
Well, let's see if we can change their fortune by playing the first 20 seconds of their track on a talk radio station at 10 to 3 on a Tuesday afternoon. It's the optimum time to discover new music. What happens then? First 20 seconds. And maybe we'll roll a bonus ball. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here we go then. The homegrown with...
Stand Up.
Stand Up. That was the homegrown with Stand Up.
Quite hilariously, just for our free amusement there, we stood up during that song.
Yes, we did.
That looks very patriotic.
I'm going to be honest with you. We did. Well, let's be honest, it didn't get to the vocals, which the rules are, at least try and get to the vocals within 20 seconds.
Yeah, not enough people are recording their songs with this feature in mind. That's my worry.
So, if you are thinking of sending something in, do try and get to the vocals within the 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I liked what I heard.
I did.
I mean, I'll be honest with you,
different.
I did like what I heard. Dave?
Meh.
Just
it's
meh?
It's fine. You know me.
I know you want
to put one in for the sake of it.
Well, that's not what the students in Cardiff have said. Is it? So, if you've...
He's gotten the same colour as his hair.
Oh, you guys.
So, Cornelius.
Hi!
Would you like to put one in?
Yeah.
He'd love the opportunity.
I can't tell you how desperate I've been.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, did you... What did
I, li-
you,
I, li- you li- I liked it. Yeah.
However, as we know, it's not up to us, of course.
I just wish it was.
It is up to the system. So, Dave, if you want to activate the system, it decides whether or not it goes into the folder marked...
For the attention of Georgie Rogers.
Or the inept musical folder marked...
Russell Kane.
For Virgin, the attention of Virgin Radio. Dave... Pull the lever.
Yeah!
It's in! Congratulations then to the homegrown who have gone into the folder marked for the attention of Georgie Rogers, and she may well be playing that in full on her new music discovery show on our sister station Virgin. If you are in a band and you'd like to get national radio airplay, then 87222 with the link.
Start your message with your word talk.
Or Twitter at Talk Radio.
Would you like?
Or you can send it to Facebook via
Facebook.com.
Thanks, Dave. Still to come, then, you can win some meat on the programme, in a game of band or equine fatality at a race similar to that of the Grand National. There are some news in haikus, of course, and the big debate next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint. By Dulux trade, when food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux trade, it's your reputation.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Pope. You're an intelligence officer of the CIA.
This Friday.
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal in cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Hello, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Good afternoon. Good Tuesday afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a warning over a potential Brexit. Prince Harry attends Tunisia terror memorial and Led Zepp are facing a lawsuit.
Talk Radio.
The International Monetary Fund says if Britain leaves the EU, it will cause severe damage to the global economy. The IMF has also cut its UK growth forecast this year from 2.2% to 1.9%. Sky's economics editor, Ed Conway, says it's a significant intervention.
It's actually the one of the biggest downgrades to any major economy except for Japan and Italy. So a big downgrade, and they say it's down in part to what they call headwinds. And one of those headwinds is this concern about Brexit.
Belgian prosecutors say three more people have been arrested in Brussels in connection with the Paris terror attacks. Police have carried out a raid in a suburb to the south of the city. 130 people died in the coordinated gun and bomb attacks in the French capital in November. The Prime Minister and Prince Harry have attended a memorial service at Westminster Abbey to commemorate the British tourists killed in the Tunisia terror attacks. The beach attacks in Sousse were the worst case of terrorism involving British people since the July 7 attacks in London in 2005. The business secretary's hinted steel produced in the UK could be used in defence projects. It's on the same day Prince William has discussed the crisis facing the industry with the Indian Prime Minister. Sajid Javid says he knows how important it is to try to find a buyer for the Tata steel plant in Port Talbot.
When a community is built around a single industry, the death of that industry takes away more than just the jobs. Now, I don't want to see any other steelmaking community suffer the same fate, and that's why this government has been taking real action to support the industry.
A man who beheaded his wife is facing life in prison after being found guilty of murder. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibbs killed Judith Nibbs after she admitted having sex with other men. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
They'd been married 30 years, but in April 2014, everything fell apart. Dempsey Nibbs discovered videos and pictures on his wife's computer suggesting she was having affairs. He confronted her and she admitted it. A few days later, he attacked her at their home in Hoxton in East London. Police arrived while he was trying to kill himself. Nibs, who showed no emotion when the verdict was delivered, will be sentenced at a later date.
And two members of Led Zeppelin are to face a jury over claims they stole the opening chords to their classic Stairway to Heaven. A judge in the US says the 1971 song and an instrumental work called Tourist by the band Spirit in 1967 had substantial similarities. His decision means that Led Zepp's lead singer Robert Plant and guitarist Jimmy Page will appear on the 10th of May in a Los Angeles court accused of copyright infringement.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Occasional rain across southern Scotland, Northern Ireland, Northern England and North Wales, but northern Scotland will remain bright and fine. Good. Further south, warm with some sunny spells and some scattered thundery showers, highs of 16 degrees.
Absolutely lovely. Thank you very much, Victoria. 3 minutes past three, you're listening to Talk Radio, now the sport live from a farmyard.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City take on PSG for a place in the last four of the Champions League this evening. Their quarter-final second leg is level at two goals apiece ahead of tonight's game in Manchester. City boss Manuel Pellegrini says it'll be a close encounter.
I don't think that one of the team can be favourites. If we think that we need to try to draw nil-nil, I think that we are going to lose the game. So it's not in the way we normally play. So you will see the same team that you are seeing the last 2.5 seasons here.
Middlesbrough can go top of the Championship if they win their game in hand tonight. Should they beat Reading at home, they'd replace Burnley as leaders. Finally, Andy Murray had a shaky start to his singles clay court tennis season, but he's into the third round of the Monte Carlo Masters after surviving a second set wobble to beat French qualifier Pierre-Hugues Herbert. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, TalkSport. That's the sport for you, live from a farmyard.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. So welcome then to the final hour of your afternoon programme on Talk Radio. I am the licensee, John Holmes, licensed to serve radio until 4pm. If you're listening outside, do please be courteous to your neighbours, which are TalkSport and Virgin. And don't forget, you can get in touch this afternoon. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Goatsea. You can also like us on Rabbit or Horsefeed. Or potentially millions of pounds up for grabs this afternoon before 4 o'clock. If you do like us, all you have to do, you just heard about it in the news there, is claim that you wrote a bit of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven and you could well be eligible to sue Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. Current front runner, by the way, is William Shakespeare, who claims he wrote a version of the phrase "all that glitters is gold" line in The Merchant of Venice, although Chaucer says he wrote it first in The Yeoman's Tale. So if you've ever said any of the words that are in Stairway to Heaven, maybe you've said the word hedgerow out loud or songbird, then you are eligible to sue. Chris Packham, for instance, or Bill Oddie, or me just then. Send your legal queries to Talk Radio, Stairway to Heaven, damages offer, The Radio, London. Okay, it's time for the big debate at 3:05 on Talk Radio. Now, this, as you've been hearing and certainly reading in the papers today, Dennis Skinner. He's the MP for Bolsover, of course. Dennis Skinner kicked out of the Commons for that jibe against David Cameron yesterday. He was suspended from the chamber for the rest of the sitting day after he called David Cameron Dodgy Dave over the Prime Minister's tax affairs. This is Dennis Skinner. Asked to withdraw the remark, considered to be unparliamentary language by the Commons Speaker, John Bercow, Mr. Skinner refused and instead just chose to repeat it. So that's Dennis Skinner. Now, this has caused much debate, as you can imagine, about whether or not we do need skin. A lot of reaction coming in for this, Cornelius. Obviously, I'm right, aren't I? But on line one, I've got Luke. He's very much of the opinion that we don't need skin. He's against skin. Good afternoon, Luke.
Hello.
What are your thoughts on skin?
I think it is absolutely disgusting. I mean, it is. Imagine if we removed all of our skin, it could be the secret to evolving into the next stage of humanity.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, a lot of people are saying that, actually. I mean, all, what you're doing there is sort of riding the crest of the skin wave that's coming in to the studio this afternoon. I mean, let me... I know you're very much against skin, but as is, it's talk radio, so we have to get the opposing point of view because that's the right thing to do and it fills time. Ernie's on the other line. He is very much for the notion of skin. Am I right, Ernie?
Yeah, you know, I'm just fed up of hearing people like Luke of this kind of anti-skin camp going on about how... You know, skin needs to be stopped. Skin can't continue as it is.
Yep.
Skin is perfect just the way it is. We need skin. It's one of our key organs. It's the heaviest organ in the body. And it helps prevent water loss. And on your own program, John, I'm sure you remember earlier this week, it was pretty definitively proved that water is good. Ergo, skin is good. Ergo, you know, you'd have to be an idiot to not want to keep skin.
Right. He's calling you an idiot, Luke, for not wanting to want to see skin banned.
Well, I completely disagree with that. I mean, he even said it himself there, that skin accounts for 15% of body weight. So if we all just removed our skin, A, we'd have a lot less need for dieting.
Fewer.
And B, all of the islands and countries would be a lot less lighter.
Fewer.
So there'd be less less sea rise and less, you know...
Well, I mean, I think, I mean, reading between the lines, I mean, what you're saying, I think, there is if we... If it weighs so much and we just Parliament just said, look, no more skin, just no more skin, then would that solve the obesity crisis? I think that's, you know, that's the crux of your argument, isn't it? So
I think, yes.
Good. Ernie, he's saying that if you got rid of skin, the obesity crisis would be over.
Sorry, where are you going to put all this skin? What's he proposing? Some sort of enormous skin bank in the sky? No. He's going to dump all this skin in the sea, isn't he?
Where are you going to... Well, let's find out. Let me go to him. He does need the right reply here. You're accusing him of wanting to dump the skin in a skin bank in the sky, but in actual fact, Luke, where would you put the skin?
Well, this is the question that has an answer, John. I think that if we did remove all of our skin, we could very easily make a charity to donate all of our skin so that serial killers have somewhere to buy their curtains from, you know, a sort of IKEA... for serial murderers.
Yeah, I mean, an IKEA for serial murderers, Ernie. Keep them off the streets, wouldn't it?
To be fair, I'd go, and there's a certain thing to do on weekends where I am, so in a sense that does sound quite good.
Yeah.
But, on the other hand,
yeah.
I'm not convinced that shedding our skin is actually going to solve anything, and I think we'd lose a heck of a lot of water. Suddenly there's water swilling about everywhere, all over the lovely new IKEA, and its splendid curtains and possibly soap.
Yeah, I mean, you are quite hung up on the water thing. I mean, let me move this on. Right, because as you both know, you know, skin, human skin is the main source of flint, which is where, of course, we get the phrase skin flint. So without skin, we'd have no flint. I mean, would you want to live in a world without flint, Luke? Luke is still there?
Oh, yes, I am, Luke.
Yeah, good. would you want to live in a world without flint?
I think we could do, because if we all took our skin off, we would be able to form big huddles of coats of skin that we could wear. So we wouldn't even need fire.
Right. So that would, and the main reason we need flint is fire, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, Ernie, where do you? I mean, the flint part of the debate. I mean, you know, without skin, no flint.
It's garbage. Yeah, skin is crucial for flint, and without flint, we can't, as Luke says, make fire. But Luke radically underestimated how important fire is. We need fire for things like cooking. If there's no flint, how are we going to cook bacon?
Luke is saying,
bacon as well as skin now.
Ernie's got a point, and he's actually backed up by about three people on the. On the text here, it just simply says, you know, what about fire? You've underestimated fire.
I feel like fire is probably overrated. With all of the skin that we've removed, it would, and if we made our little skin huts and made skin coats, people wouldn't need warmth. What would we don't even need to burn stuff that much. I'm sure we can just throw it in the sea, because once we've taken off our skin, all the islands will float up, because, of course, you know, we as humans are weighing them down, which is why the sea levels are rising.
Sea levels.
Just chuck all the stuff in the sea and we can use the skin for warmth.
Sorry, can I stop Luke there? Sorry, there was a very definitive paper from the University of Oxford just a very few weeks ago making it absolutely clear that throwing all the skin off of us is not going to solve global warming, and it is skin in the sea that's part of the problem. We can't... Skin in the sea, it's no good. And the problem with people like Luke is that they go on and on about not having skin. They hate these big organs, heaviest organ in your body. They don't want skin, but they go on about tiny organs, don't they? They only want small organs like eyes, and, oh, you know, I like my small intestine, but I don't like my large intestine.
Yeah.
It's like time we all, you know, got used to the fact that all organs are great. And frankly, I strongly suspect the reason that Luke is so narrow-minded is that, in fact, he hates his brain.
Do you hate your brain, Luke?
When it gets lonely.
Well, think about this, though, right? Is not skin... this has just come in from Lucille on the tech, and she said, well, look, you know, think about it. Skin is basically just a bag that we're kept in. And she has a point, doesn't she? Because really, we're just a bag. It's just a bag we keep all of our organs in, isn't it? Sorry, go on, Luke first.
Well, consider this. Yes. I mean, you were talking about organs. The skin is essentially there to protect our organs.
Yeah.
Do you not think that if we just removed all of our skin, the little bit by bit, just like vaccines, our inner organs would become stronger to protect themselves against all the things that our skin was originally protecting us from? At the moment, our organs are weak because they're just being mollycoddled by our skin. If we removed our skin, they could reach their full potential.
He's saying full potential for organs with no skin, Ernie.
No, that's ignorant. That is not what would happen if you removed all your skin. And there's more consequences.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, I think there was a very clear anatomical exercise done by the University of Cambridge very recently. Lots of academic research has been done. Skin suggests that it is, in fact, really good. And also skin, different coloured skin helps us differentiate between different races, doesn't it? You get rid of skin, suddenly all racism goes and the whole racist industry collapses, the UK Independence Party implodes overnight, and football fans have nothing to chant about a game. What are you going to do about that?
I mean, he's right, isn't he? He's right. He's got a very good point there. You take away skin, you take away racism, and what would that give people to do?
Well, I mean, it will kind of create a big gap on the online communities with people having nowhere to go to be racist. I will concede that point.
I mean, what would readers of the Daily Mail read? You know, you've got to think about the effect on that. And also, as Roy Julian has just tweeted at Talk Radio, what about the effect on the sun lotion industry? Think about the cost to jobs.
That's heartbreaking. I know. When I think of the sun lotion industry workers, you could lose their jobs.
I mean, think about those sun lotion factories. Some people have worked in those factories, in British sun lotion factories, man and boy.
Well, think about it. If all of those factories shut down...
Yeah.
We'd have a lot less pollution from the factories, a lot less global warming, and thus much lower sea levels.
They've tried this in Switzerland, of course. There are clinics now in Switzerland that you can travel to and have your skin taken off.
Yeah, I mean, they used to, if you just look back into the past, people used to get skinned all the time, and they were completely fine, for a bit before they died. But they were fine for a moment.
Let me ask you one question. How many skin are we talking? One skin, two skin, three skin, four?
Four. I would say four skin is probably the best amount.
I think what Luke is saying is, you know, we already circumcise people. No. Why stop there?
Well, there's something to be said for that. But those clinics in Switzerland that remove everyone's skin, those are immoral. It is not right to be removing everyone's skin. God made us with a skin on. And if you're going to go ahead and say, let's take off our skins, that's basically a slap in the face of God and you're insulting my religion.
It's only a slap in the face if the skin's still there to slap, isn't it? Look, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to bring this to a close. This is a very emotive subject. We're getting a lot of correspondence on it. We've got a lot to get through. Thank you very much. Finally, can you just sum up the debate, please, in one word? Ernie, one word.
Gorgonzola.
Luke, one word.
Brexit.
And there you have it, Gorgonzola and Brexit. 316, thank you very much. That's Ernie, very much wants to keep skin. Luke wants to flay it all off. If you've got an opinion, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
This is Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marveling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still delays on the M6 this afternoon. Clockwise between 8 Carrington and Junction 9 Trafford Park. It's an earlier accident causing some queues there. Congestion on the M60 towards Junction 7. All lanes are open now, but really busy through there. Anti-clockwise also very busy with one lane closed off between 9 at Trafford Park and Junction 8 for Carrington because of the accident. M5 northbound is a breakdown. One lane's closed off because of that. Between 5 at Droitwich and 4A, the M42. There's also roadworks on the stretch adding to those delays. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
19 minutes past 3, good afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, it's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. Some of your reaction coming in off the back of the big debate. A lot of reaction coming in. I've got 97 consecutive tweets here that just say, skin.
Yeah. Oh, John, very even-sided arguments coming in, very balanced at the moment. Ergo has said, shedding skin would be easy to do. Most gardens have sheds.
Yep, good point,
and,
well made.
And self-proclaimed Ubergrunt has said, the best bit of roast chicken is the skin.
Right, OK, if you've got an opinion about whether or not we should keep skin in the UK, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or you can find Facebook at...
Facebook.com.
Thank you very much. 20 past three then. So, hello and, hell with it. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes and once again you join us... for our diversity paper review, where a diversity of sorts comes into the studio and reviews the papers. It's very much designed to appease Lenny Henry, lest he become angry. We have a black person, we have a brown person, we have a transgender person, all on the payroll. And today's the turn of Johnny, who is a...
Jew.
Thank you. And what have you in the papers to review for us today? Bearing in mind that last week was all... showbiz tat that I didn't understand.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
So, let's kick off with Britain's Got Talent, and then we'll go a bit more serious.
Right.
In the news today, it's all about Bo, who got the golden buzzer by Amanda this week, sung a bit of...
So, back again. Right, Bo. Selector.
Repeat.
Duke.
Dumont.
What?
What's Duke?
Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, Duke Dumont.
Bo and Luke Duke.
Bo is a 12-year-old girl who sung Defying Gravity from Wicked this week, and Basically, rather than pressing the normal buzzers to stop them, Amanda Holden pressed the golden buzzer that meant she could go straight through to the semi-finals.
Right. Is that like a golden ticket? Like,
yeah, the... basically, yeah. Yes. So you get one.
So she gets what? She gets a backstage tour of Simon Cowell.
She hello.
Gets,
hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
So what does you get out of that? You can enter Simon Cowell and have a tour of his insides, and there are various things that you could end up trapped in. I don't know. Is it like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Basically, what happens is you get the golden buzzer and you go straight through to the semi-finals, which happen over a week on ITV, and you'll get placed in one of those shows, and each judge can only press that button once. So by the end, you've got four judges, 4 days of semi-finalists, and one being your golden buzzer act.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It sounds appalling.
Anyway, the point of the story is that she's trained, and there's a lot of criticism to say that why was she put on? Why did she act nervous? Why did she get the golden buzzer when she's been trained? And why not have people who haven't been trained? Now, my argument is, like yourself, John, we've both been in radio, you a lot longer, but we've been trained.
It's an age thing you're mocking.
Yep.
Okay.
We're being nice to diversity, so therefore you have to mock the ages.
Fine.
But you've been trained, I've been trained.
I think that's ageism.
Right.
And B, something else.
Don't know what you mean. But the fact is that we've both been kind of trained, and we've been in different places where we've had different types of training. And what's the difference between us entering the Radio Academy Awards to Bo going on Britain's Got Talent? It's both showcasing talent, and just because you're going to say that you're the best presenter, does it have to be a newbie?
You lost me at golden buzzer, I'll be brutally honest with you. So basically, a girl who has been on stage before, you're saying.
Yeah.
The story is that she shouldn't be allowed to compete because it's not a level playing field, because the other people haven't been on stage professionally.
Exactly. Kind of like a hospital radio presenter winning a Radio Academy.
Speaking of
best
which,
presenter. One, two.
That's better, isn't it?
Like a hospital radio presenter winning a Radio Academy Award for best presenter.
Yes, but isn't Britain's Got Talent an amateur competition in the first place?
Well, yeah, to an extent.
Well,
but then, that's not really defined anywhere. They don't actually say you have to be an amateur.
But that means you could get... I mean, Tom Jones could enter Britain's Got Talent and win.
Of course. Well, look at what happened with The Voice. Kevin Samuels and Liberty X won it this weekend.
Well, I was about to say that, and I had read that as well.
I was going to say, you probably didn't watch it.
Oh, of course I didn't watch it, but I'm aware that... Well, I know Ricky Wilson, and so Ricky Wilson said about the Kevin thing... And I didn't know what that was, but then he told me. And so, what I'm getting at is that I didn't think that was fair either, because he was in a pop band. So why is he allowed on The Voice to try and be in a pop band? He's had his shot. Give it to someone else who hasn't been in a pop band.
Okay,
Ditto Bo Diddley or whatever her name is. Same thing. She's been on the stage, hasn't she?
But what you need to remember is...
Was she in Wicked?
She is Wicked, but she was never in Wicked.
What was she in?
She's never done anything. She just won like her local Got Talent in wherever she's from.
I thought this whole argument was that she was a professional.
Well, that apparently made her professional. It was because she had training. But what your argument is true, but at the same time, it's an entertainment show, and you have to remember that they have to make a drama, they have to make a storyline. So you all have storyline producers on these shows, because it can't just be a simple, here's a talent, yes, no, goodbye. They have to have a backstory to them, because it's entertainment. And at the end of the day, we want to talk
turned,
about it.
Yes, but go on.
Loosely turned, but there has to be a bit of context to it. And, you know... Why not have your career saved again? Look, it brings publicity to the show. We've got an ex-Liberty X person coming on The Voice. Okay, there's publicity.
That's the reason not to watch it, though, isn't it?
Depends who you are.
Well, me. Liberty. I mean,
that's
what,
the problem.
What is, didn't Liberty X win a talent show in the first place?
Pop Size Arrivals, 2002.
No, you don't know. But that's my point. So they've had a go at it, so give it to someone else.
But why? What's the difference?
What do you mean, why?
What's the difference if he had a career?
There should be a line in the sand drawn between people who haven't had a famous past and then new people coming up. Otherwise, it's just like they've got an advantage. I don't care, really.
I'm losing this argument. We're moving on.
Fine.
Bad math skills fueling obesity. It's in...
Oh, this is a proper story.
Yeah, I sometimes do proper stories.
Wow, okay. Bad math skills... fueling obesity.
Yeah. It's in the mail today. 3/4 of adults cannot work out how much sugar they should be eating because their math skills are so poor, a survey suggests. Just 1 in 4 gave the right answer to the GCSE level question, while half got it wrong. I don't really see the story in here. It's one of those surveys that get done that don't really have a background, but the press obviously run with them because they need some common inches to fill.
So what? So hang on. Right. Say that again. So you've got a fat kid.
Yeah.
Right. Give you. Job worth doing. Right. So 3/4 of adults cannot work out much. Oh, okay. So it's a sugar thing. Right. Okay. So the sugar content. Well, the information on food labels isn't that difficult to understand, is it? I mean, is the what's happened here is they their eyes gone fat, so the fat has grown over their eyes and they can't see the labels. Is that what's happened?
No, or that's you just being mean again.
Well, no, I'm being practical. They're saying
you cannot get fat eyes. Names are. Do you know people who've got really fat eyes?
Yes,
but that
Chris Moyles.
Don't be mean about him.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
He is. God, there's nothing wrong you can say about Chris Moyles. His. Oh, Chris Moyles. He once called me a stalker, actually. Funny enough, on air. You wonder why.
See, this is my point. And then they gave you a job in radio.
Yep.
Anyway, he's got fat eyes.
Don't be mean.
Other people have got fat. Elton John's got fat eyes. Gary Barlow used to have fat eyes. I admit he hasn't got fat eyes anymore.
Thank you. That's see, you can be nice to people at times.
I'm nice to people. Anyway, so the idea is they don't know how much sugar they're eating because they're too thick to understand a label.
But I think also there's a study...
Their brains are too fat to understand a label.
I saw a survey yesterday that actually showed you that how when you eat a certain food product, what exercise you need to do to run it off. So, for example, if you have a donut...
Yes.
...then you need to run for 30 minutes. If you eat...
One donut?
Well, I'm being generic here. I'm not actually the statistic. Okay.
Is that a donut with a hole or a donut with jam? Because that's specific, we need to know.
Because there's a bit of that much extra sugar in the jam. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's also a hole in the other one. So.
And a Diet Coke, is that 330 millilitres or 280 millilitres? You have to be specific with these things.
Well, it's a can of 330. But the point is...
Get the smaller cans. 25p from Sainsbury's.
Well, but you'd have to run those off, because it's diet, right?
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
Diet's worse than a normal one.
How is a diet one worse than a normal one?
Because studies show that X, Y, Z.
It's fat people put into their eyes.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so let's try and make this story make sense. Bad math skills, feeling obesity. You know, I think the one thing you could actually link this to, and this is me trying to be clever, and it's going to fall flat in my head, is the fact that binge eating, you know, when you're working, and I don't know if you ever remember doing your GCSEs all those years ago.
Fine.
All those years ago. You know, when you had the chalkboard and the chalk.
Yep. And the slate to
and
write
you submitted
on.
It to the dinosaur who put a sieve in it to click it off.
All right, yeah, good, fine. wasn't even GCSEs, it was O-levels, but carry on.
Yeah. When you did your GCSEs and you were in the library revising, you'd always take that packet of sweets. Every single person had that packet of sweets. And maybe...
Which packet of sweets?
Percy Pigs from Marks and Spencer's. Fine. Send us a free bit to the breakfast show, please.
You can't... That's not... You can't just do that.
I just did.
Yeah, fair enough.
So you
do you like Percy Pigs?
Oh, amazing.
You know they're for, like, five-year-olds.
Have you not realised I act like a five-year-old yet?
Yeah, good point.
So, when you sit there revising and you've got your sweets, you kind of keep eating them. So I think if you're getting a bit stressed with your work, you kind of have more and more and more sweets, and maybe that's why they're getting fat. Just putting it out there. Just putting it out there.
Brilliant. You're so good at science. What the story have you got?
And the final story of today is taken from The Times, because I'm all intellectual and like that.
Great.
And the title is Where There's Muck, There's an Ecological Art Show. And this is...
mm-hmm.
This is all about...
Some would suggest...
No, I haven't actually
you haven't read this story before. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so there's a guy called Nessie Reed, and he did a performance art... He's a performance artist who did a message about food, and...
See, you read it in your own time. That's fine, you carry on. I'll just have a sip of tea.
Help!
Do you want me to do it? Okay, fine. Right.
You've got the experience in the news industry.
So, there is a performance artist called Nessie Reed, you were right, and he's going to spend 5 days next week living in a temporary milking parlour on a Bristol harbourside with two Guernsey cows. Essentially, he's going to stay in a stable. For art reasons, it seems. I mean, I haven't read this either, obviously, so I'm just reading it now, but she wants to draw attention to the fact that milk is often cheaper than bottled water.
See, there's the hook. Why not start your headline with that? That's the hook.
Is that your advice?
Yep.
She's going to milk a cow, two cows, three times a day, feed them, muck them out, and sleep with them. It's not a million miles away from what Jesus had to do, is it?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I'm a soya milk boy, so to be honest, I don't really care.
Is that a euphemism?
Is there a euphemism
well,
in that?
Well, I saw that. Well, yeah, it's what's written about you in the toilets. It says Johnny is a soy milk boy. I didn't know what it meant, but...
There's a lot of things written about me in the toilets at the moment. We don't talk about that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think...
How do you milk a soy? What soy is it?
You need to get yourself a Nutribullet. You need a Nutribullet in your life. It will change your life.
A what?
Nutribullet. You never heard of a Nutribullet? Actually, Nutri-Love? Hashtag Nutri-Love?
What are you saying?
The Nutribullet. You know the big grinder that grinds everything?
It's like your app you use.
No, it's a machine. I had a smoothie this morning. It was spinach, frozen berries and banana. And what, water.
What's happened to the paper review?
No. So I'm linking it in. So basically you take the soybeans yeah. and you put it in the Nutribullet and you whiz it up and you get soy milk. So that's how the milk comes from the soybean. It just breaks down everything and that's how you get your soy milk. And there's no calories in it. Now, let's move back to your paper review. So the story is all about the water versus the milk. What's cheaper? What do you think about this?
Frankly, I've lost the will to live. It's Talk Radio. It's the Diversity Paper Review with Johnny the Jew. I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I understood about 30% of anything that he said. And also, why is he eating Percy Pigs? He's a Jew.
Mm.
Anyway, all these questions and more not answered in the next half an hour. But speaking of meat, if you'd like to win some, you can. It will be available in a game of Band or... dead horse. Today's meat-based competition. All coming up in the next half an hour on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The International Monetary Fund's warned against leaving the EU. It says a British exit in June's referendum could do severe regional and global damage. The financial bodies also downgraded UK growth forecasts this year from 2.2% to 1.9%. Morris Obstfeld, the IMF's Director of Research, says there's a lot of uncertainty around the vote.
It would be surprising to me, personally, if the reduction in Britain's access to the EU, which might occur, would not be a negative factor. Now, it could be that the negotiations leave the status quo pretty much as is.
Vote Leave campaigners say the IMF's been wrong in past forecasts. Three people are being questioned by police in Brussels in connection with the Paris terror attacks in November. They were detained after a raid in an affluent area of the Belgian capital known as Uccle. Prince Harry has joined the loved ones of British people killed in last year's Tunisian terror attacks for a special service at Westminster Abbey. 31 people from the UK died at the Bardo Museum and in the resort of Sousse. The Duke of Cambridge has discussed the pressures facing steel manufacturers in the UK and India with the Indian Prime Minister. MPs are discussing the issue in an urgent debate in the Commons. A crane driver who beheaded his wife after she cheated on him has been found guilty of murder. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibbs attacked his wife Judith at their home in East London in 2014. England and Nottinghamshire cricketer James Taylor has been forced to retire at the age of 26. Doctors have discovered a serious heart problem. And British pop stars made up half of the 10 biggest selling recording artists of last year. Altogether, Adele, Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, One Direction and Sam Smith sold almost 28 million albums in 2015. The weather clouding over again everywhere this evening. Outbreaks of rain will spread in from the North Sea with lows of 5 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Right, 3:36, coming up then, your chance to win some meat. If you would like to play a game of band or equine fatality at a race, such as the Grand National, now is the time to register to play. All you have to do, if you want to come on, we'll call you. We will phone you back, don't you worry about that, and give you the gift of meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Here's what you do if you want to play against Cornelius.
Hello.
So obviously, you know, you'll
win.
What
a treat, just to play me.
Text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then write the word dead, followed by your own name, which is morbid.
Why?
That's how you enter.
What, band or?
No. Band, not dead. You're absolutely right. I just read the phrase dead racehorse. That's why. Yeah. Band. Should we do that again?
Yeah.
87222.
Start your message with the word dead.
No.
I'm kidding. Talk. Start it with talk.
Then put the band, the word band.
Good job this is very clear, isn't it?
Right. When this goes out on the radio, we'll edit it out. Yeah, it's fine. We'll just pick it up here, right?
Yeah.
Ready? Come back in.
So, come back in 3, 2...
You listen to Talk Radio. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. If you'd like to play band or equine fatality at a horse race such as the Grand National, now is your chance. You can win some meat, beef, chicken or lamb. That's what you can choose from. Here's how to register to enter right now. Text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then write the word band. And then put your own name. And then we'll phone you back. And you can get on the radio very shortly to play. That's how it's going to work. The lines are open absolutely right now. 87222. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
The lines are open for that. Ahead of it, though, the news is complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John.
Yes,
John Holmes, yeah. I can't get my head around it.
Allow me to help, because here's how we like to explain the news and make it simple. We like to do it in the form and the medium of the Japanese of the art of the poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Danny Willett wins. Masters green blazer. Great win, but fashion faux pas.
The news in haikus. Good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio. Band or racehorse? I'll call out the name of something. It's either the name of a band or the name of a racehorse. All you have to do is say which you think it is. It's very easy. You'll win some meat, beef, chicken, lamb. Lines open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Text right now. Do it now. Do it now.
Now.
Is that right? Is that what I have to do?
Yeah. Got 30 seconds to enter.
Have you?
Yeah.
God. Right. 30 seconds to enter. And then out of the thousands of entries, you could be picked at random. But stand by your telephone, because we will call you back. If you're not standing there next to your telephone and you don't answer the phone, we'll have to move on to the next person. 87222. Start your message with the word talk. You could be playing band or dead racehorse very shortly indeed. Ahead of that, this afternoon, we were talking about health and safety in novels. This is because Yorkshire Water have put up some signs.
Signs
everywhere, a sign blocking up the scenery, messing with my mind. And so they put up signs on the ruins of what everyone considers to be Wuthering Heights, the original Wuthering Heights in Yorkshire, in Bronte country, and it's ruined the ruins. So we had a health and safety expert on. We were talking to him about the very real problem of health and safety in literature. If you were listening, you'll know that we talked about the Little Match Girl from Hans Christian Andersen. Of course, they've health and safety executive have closed that book down. Because, you know, little girls, matches. Mm. I mean, rightly so, many would say. Water Babies by Charles Kingsley, the classic, has been fenced off, of course. It's ruining literature. the catcher in the Rye. You know, the Rye is now a hay fever danger. What if the catcher suffered from hay fever?
Can't take a risk these days, can you, though? You just can't take the risk. It's a compensation culture, John.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Moby Dick, if you think about that, in Herman Melville's classic novel, you know, men went to sea to hunt a whale without even filling in any kind of form at all. And I mean, that's... And as a text said earlier, I can't remember who it was from, it just said, call me Ishmael, but this is foolhardy at best. dangerous liaisons, obvious problem.
Yeah.
And saying, Cornelius, I know you got some coming in there.
Yeah, yes. Someone sent in this. This is from Michael. He said, Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Said, you might trip over them. They should really have a sign. Maybe wear one of those hats with a long flag on top.
Yes.
Just to make sure people know they're there. Also, David sent, join Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah, oh yes.
Really, you should...
It's a choke hazard.
Yeah, it's a choke hazard, yeah. For children, you really should be cutting the grapes in half.
Yes, the grapes, you can half the wrath.
Yeah, yeah, half the wrath, and then and also just make sure there's no seeds.
Yes, the seeds of wrath are actually the problem. It's not so much the grapes of wrath as the seeds of wrath that can choke. And also we mentioned Gulliver's Travels, didn't we? Gulliver's Travels, of course. Now, Gulliver, in Jonathan Swift's novel, and I have looked through, I have read that novel, there is not a mention of travel insurance.
Really?
Anywhere in the whole book. And this is a man who, let us not forget, travelled to Lilliput, and was then pegged out on the sand by the Lilliputians, and did so, and was that without any redress. And not only that, the ties dug into his arm.
Yeah,
and Lilliput, as Dave mentioned earlier, doesn't have free healthcare.
No,
they've only got a very you have to pay for healthcare in Lilliput. So he had no travel insurance. Gulliver came back from that journey completely out of pocket. So it's health and safety in literature. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Women in love we talked about as well. Nude wrestling in front of a fire. All that takes is one spark landing on a todger and you're in a lot of trouble. Three men in a boat. No mention of life jackets in that entire book. Do share them with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Okay. Right, it's 3:43. I'm John Holmes. We'll do Banned or Dead Racehorse next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. Tradepoint members only. Tradepoint!
The countdown to the great national source debate is on! The outcome, shaping the destiny of our nation. The question is simple. Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours for their snacks. But only one must prevail! Available from 1st of April. Try Burton's Fish and Chips, red sauce and brown sauce. And then vote for your favourite flavour. Bagging yourself a chance to win a massive £10,000! The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Pope. You're an intelligence officer with the CIA.
This Friday.
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal in cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West Yorkshire southbound M1, heavy past Wakefield. Emergency repairs are taking place between junctions 40 and 39. Early problems on Greater Manchester's M60 means there's still one lane out anti-clockwise between 9 for Trafford Park and 8 for Carrington, with queues on the approach. Long delays for Cambridge's A1 Great North Road. It's still closed at the turn for Wittering. Queues back towards Newton. This is all following an accident. Investigation work taking place now. And there's delays on Flinch's eastbound A55. Two lanes are out at 33B to 34 because of an overturned vehicle. I'm Joina Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 10 to 4. Right then. Here's what's going to happen now. We've got a person on the telephone to play for some meat. He's going to win some meat. He's playing a game of band or equine fatality in horse races such as the Grand National. He is called Tom, and he's on the telephone now. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, very well. Fine, thank you for asking, Tom. Yes. Where do we find you, Tom? Where are you?
In London town today.
In London today, jolly good. Okay, and what are you doing? Just hanging out, trying to win the meat, Tom.
Absolutely, and listening to you, of course.
Oh well, of course you are. You have no choice. So where do you work, Tom? Where do you work?
I work in a shop.
In a shop
down in Clapham.
Okay, you don't sell meat though, do you?
No.
No, fine. Well, listen, this is your chance. I mean, let me be absolutely honest. You also get the chance to win vegetarian box. A box of organic veg, should you be a vegetarian. Are you a meat one or a veggie one? What would you...
I'm a meat... definitely would prefer the meat over the veggie option.
Well, you got a choice of chicken, beef or lamb?
I'll go for a bit of chicken today.
You want to go for a bit of chicken today? Right, okay. It's a game of... did you watch the Grand National, by the way? On
I did, yes. Very good.
Okay, did you win any money on the Grand National?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, not. Well, this is your chance then to redress that balance by winning meat. You want chicken, of course. Horse, not available. But we are going to play a game of band or... Not that. We are going to play a game of band or dead racehorse. That's how it's going to work. I've got a list of things. They are a band or they are a dead racehorse. All you got to do is say band or dead racehorse. Very, very simple. You're playing against Cornelius.
Hello.
Yep. Alphabetical order, of course. Tom versus Cornelius. Tom first, producer Dave, keeping score.
Yep.
Right, here we go. Band or equine fatality in horse races such as the Grand National. Spinny Cobbler.
Horse.
Is the right answer. Good start. Long dog. Cornelius.
Great horse name, but I'm going to go for band.
No, it's a horse.
Yes, good horse name.
Long dog the horse. Tom, band or dead racehorse? Speed knob.
Horse.
Band. Speed knob or a band. Cornelius.
Hi.
Captain Knock Knock.
Band.
Horse.
Oh, I really wanted to hear that band.
Scat Daddy. Tom.
Definitely a band.
Is a horse. Blow Monkey.
I'm going to go for band.
You're right, Blow Monkey. Yes, don't talk about the band. Tom, Carpet of Sexy.
Where'd you go with that? Horse?
Band.
Cornelius,
Demon Horse.
Band.
Yes. Lamb Chop. Tom.
Band.
Horse.
Oh, wow.
I'm rubbish at this.
Winter Rain.
Winter
Rain.
Rubbish name for either. I'm going to go for Band.
It's a horse.
Good.
Band or horse, Glue Clinic.
Or Dead Horse.
No!
That would have been harsh.
I mean, that's
that would have not been good PR.
That's not good vibes to name a live horse that, is it?
Yeah.
Actually, a band. According to Pete, band or horse?
I'm going to go for a horse.
He's a horse?
Yeah, because it's Pete, yeah.
Tom, according to Bex?
Horse.
No, it's a dreadful BBC One sitcom starring Jessica Hines. half a point. He's a smoothie now. Band or horse?
Band.
Horse.
What?
Dead racehorse.
No.
Yes. He's a smoothie now.
What? Stupid.
I don't make the names up, Cornelius. Just giving you the facts. Band or horse? Wizard's clip.
That's definitely a horse.
He's a horse. Band or horse? Wizard's sleeve. Cornelius.
Band.
It's a band.
Yeah.
Band or horse, Fisto the Clown.
Band.
It's a band. Is right. And
good impression of a horse before that answer there.
Finally, extra point for that. Final one, band or horse, Cleveland Steamer.
Horse.
Is a band.
Oh.
Right, over to producer Dave, who will have something approaching some sort of score.
Well, the extra points made all the difference there, John. Tom scored a grand total of 4 points. Quattro point.
Yeah.
And Cornelius has scored 4 points, which means, of course, that Tom is the winner.
Tom, congratulations! You are the winner! Well done! You are the winner!
Meat.
You've won some chicken, Tom. Congratulations, well done.
Thank you.
Take it back to the shop in Clapham and enjoy. 3:53, you are listening to Talk Radio. And it is time, it's almost 4 o'clock, so we're almost out of here, but into here, right about now.
Delaney.
Comes everybody's favourite Sam Delaney, it's Sam Delaney.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hello. Hi, Sam Delaney.
All right, do you want to hear what's on the show?
No.
Come off it. I'm only mucking about.
No, you're ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, go on then.
Do you have any issue with David Cameron's tax affairs? Just a quick question.
Are you still banging on about that?
Do you have an issue with it? Do you think anything's iffy?
No,
right.
I think it's fine.
If you did, then you have been branded by a Tory MP as just a bitter underachiever who hates anyone with wealth. That's what Alan Duncan said in the House of Commons, which I thought was pretty ballsy of him.
That is ballsy.
To say the least. I thought, fair enough, fair play to you, mate.
So these are making the... This is like old school. It's when the Tories were really unpopular again, isn't
the
it?
The mask is off, and that's what I like, because it's like the 80s, right? It's just like, I prefer it when things were just clearer, easier to understand. Tony Blair ruined all of that,
and then
David Cameron. It's like, now, it's just like baddies versus hippies.
This is good.
Ineffectual hippies versus unashamedly evil people.
Give us the quote
it's
amazing.
He just went, you're just bitter, it's synthetic... indignance, you're bitter underachievers who hate anyone with wealth.
Wow. I mean, that's good, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. I thought it was pretty ballsy of him.
Yeah.
And it really kind of lent the house. Lots of people say, why is the Commons so full of pantomime debate and, you know, it's just ridiculous and it's got no credibility. I love that. Wouldn't you hate it if it became, like, really serious?
Mm. Well, I think they should up the pantomime level.
Well, precisely. Horses the lot.
Yeah, the pumpkin, the beanstalk.
I would like to see some of them dressed as Widow Twanky.
Yes. Some of them without the T. Good.
So, anyway, there's that. So, we'll be talking about if it's true that poor people are just idiots.
Yes.
Are poor people idiots? I'll set up a Twitter poll on that.
Cornelius.
See if Alan Duncan is
like
correct.
Do you want to survey your first one, just to your left?
Hello, Cornelius.
Hi, Sam.
Do you hate rich people?
I do.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Are you an idiot?
7.
What else you got? Stairway to Heaven. That's all a bit of a fuss, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean that's
what Tora's been talking about.
We did listen to both versions
about it.
She's furious. I saw her punch a work experience over it earlier.
Yesterday, I annoyed and upset Victoria Bourne.
No.
So, I've made it worse.
How did you do that?
I can't go into it.
The news is Victoria Bourne. All right, okay.
Yeah, the news is Victoria Bourne. Basically, yeah. She had the amp with me.
Yep.
But I think you guys might have been partly responsible. So I think, you know, you give her a lot of knockabout banter and then she's in a bad mood. And then I basically pay the price for that over the next 3 hours.
She takes it
out
on you.
So she takes her rage at you guys out on me.
You're welcome.
So then I've made it worse because I found a box of, I think it's Milk Tray lying around in the office. And there was only three or four left. And apparently it had something to do with Julia Hartley Brewer and her Theatre of Hate.
Yeah.
And so I discovered these chocolates. And I thought, oh, here's an opportunity. So I tried to pass them off as an apology gift to Victoria Bourne.
Oh.
But there was only three chocolates in there. So I think she's rumbled me that I hadn't really bought them. And they're, in fact, the possession of Julia Hartley Brewer's Theatre of Hate, Hell's Angels squad.
Do you know what, as well?
What?
Victoria is dairy intolerant. Oh, my God. I've killed her.
So, that is Sam Delaney, the news-murdering Sam Delaney, on with you next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Here's this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.